Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday, the 23rd day of February, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to break down what happened with Tim Geithner. He visited Austin, Texas, and the scene of the kamikaze attack. He won't give press conferences. He's really never even seen in public. Gets grilled in front of Congress for not paying his taxes and stealing trillions of dollars and won't say where it went. But he showed up here to try to get sympathy for the entire criminal IRS / private Federal Reserve grid that is running this nation and the planet. It's the same group of bankers controlling the globe into the ground. And it was extremely eventful. They ran off Rob Jacobson and Jason Burmes because they said we're with InfoWars. The other guys did not get questioned, so they were able to be in the press conference on the side of the road. In America, it doesn't matter what type of press passes you have, the Secret Service kicks you out. And then Aaron was able to get a serious question into Geithner, and he tried to dodge it. So that is coming up later in the broadcast. We'll break down what happened and play the video and audio for the radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. In fact, before I forget, guys, tell Aaron he's getting that ready to upload it to PrisonPlanet.tv today. The video he's making, it'll go live there first, but I want to stream it. I want to premiere it here on the radio / TV today for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv members. Now, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 key stacks today. And the biggest and most important stack dovetails with the second most important stack. Now that it has become big news in Philadelphia that the principal admitted they were accessing the government-issued, taxpayer-paid-for laptops to the students, the high school students, that the principal and other people were accessing it in the children's, in the young people's homes. That's how the families found out. And they've now come out and said, what's the big deal? What's wrong with that? It's an exercise in mind control and in-your-face brainwashing. But ferreting about Steve Watson in an article he wrote yesterday, found a video of PBS showing a school administrator spying on children without them even knowing, like it was no big deal. Kind of like Google came out 4 years ago, 2006, and said, yeah, we're using the microphones and cameras on your computer to watch and listen to you, but don't worry, we have computers that are doing it. And then Taylor making advertisement for you, but they can also use it, obviously, to spy on you. But this is so off the charts. I mean, we should be running down the street yelling about this, not just calmly reporting it. But see, that's how they do it with social engineering. They just calmly report that they're doing all of this. They think you're so weak-minded that if they just announce it on the news like it's no big deal, you'll go along with it. Oh, yeah, we're watching your kids in their bedroom. Sure, we're putting cameras in the girls' showers in states like Tennessee. Yeah, we're keeping your baby's DNA. Oh, and it wasn't for blood disease tests. It's for the Pentagon, a bioweapons program. As I told you 14 years ago, it's actually in the Austin American Statesman yesterday. Suit possible over baby DNA sent to military. Oh, and of course, it's global. We're already in the global government. Been going on for 37 years. That's just some of the top stories. I'll finish up with laying out what we're going to cover today and tell you about some of the guests we've got joining us as well. We'll also have open phones coming up later. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is an important broadcast.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on...
And right now in Washington...
Check out, too!
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington...
Check out!
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's always worse than even I had previously been informed of. When I say always, that's a figure of speech. Over 90% of the time, and that's conservative, my knowledge about the New World Order and information we cover on air that sounds so shocking at the time, when all the facts finally get declassified and released, it's almost always many magnitudes worse than what I previously was even aware of. One of the favorite COINTELPRO lines is that Alex Jones is a fearmonger, or Alex Jones exaggerates. You really don't hear that anymore because it doesn't work. Now, much of the time, what we cover is not even classified. It's just not popularly known. Like the atomic weight of lead is known, and most chemists or geologists would know it, but off the top of my head, I don't know it. So you see, if someone doesn't know something, it's as if it doesn't even exist. And I use the analogy quite often of perception is not reality. You can be on PCP and jump off a 50-story rooftop and believe you're flying like a swallow through the air, but when you hit the concrete at the bottom, for a millisecond, you're going to realize you weren't flying, you were falling. So, to new listeners out there, you can't just listen to this radio show and choose to not believe what I'm covering and what I'm discussing. If you're going to just out of hand say I'm lying, you better go out and check it for yourself. And, of course, I put that challenge out because you're going to find out not only am I telling you the truth, I'm holding back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I hold back quite a bit of information because I don't think the public's ready for it. Things are much worse. The history we've been given is nothing close to reality. We are living in a matrix of propaganda. The brain is a computer, and it's been programmed with lies and fraud and deceit. And so I only cover what I can document and what I can prove, but I've got a very good idea of the full magnitude of what we're facing. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you knew what I knew, you wouldn't be worried about sports or what your hair looks like or what your neighbors think of you. You would be thinking about nothing but getting out of this new world order that we're being brought into. Coming up later in the broadcast, we've got the gentleman coming on who bulldozed his house that he owned when the IRS put a bank lien on it. So the bank went ahead and said, we're going to take it, pay off the bank lien, and keep your house. They called it a $350,000 house. In Austin, it'd be a $2 million house. And Austin's not even that expensive. I mean, it's just a lavish, giant home with a big pool he built himself. And they said, we're taking it. But I guess in the rural area of Ohio, it's only $350,000. Just like in Michigan, you can get an office building now for a couple hundred thousand dollars, an older one, because everything's falling apart. And how weed won the West, you know, I told Kevin I don't particularly like the name because it's really American Drug War II and on steroids. It exposes government drug dealing, how they want to use drug laws against vitamins and minerals, how they're violating states' rights. It's shipping from Infowars.com. It's now shipping. They had a viewing of it last week in L.A., and then the police raided every dispensary that showed up, every dispensary owner. They're legal. They arrested. I mean, it's total harassment, just like with a.k.a. Tommy Chong, when the feds raided the documentary filmmaking warehouse and stole thousands of copies of the film. Now, that blew up in their face because then the film went from obscurity to being a big hit. And then even Showtime picked it up saying, wow, we need to find out why this is being censored so much. And since then, it's been on HBO. So it had the opposite effect that the lawless ones wanted. So I guess if they raid me and steal my videos, it'd only make it a bigger hit. But this is what they want to do to the First Amendment. They're trampling on all of the amendments. They are a parasitic group of criminals feeding and rending the public. I have a big stack of news on the economy. The banks last year had broken record bonuses for themselves, 2009. They're now getting some of the first bonuses of the year, banks, brokerage firms, and others. And it's triple their previous record. Oh, yes. And they've got all these Harvard economists saying an age of austerity's here. We're going to have to raise taxes on all of you to pay the banks as they bathe in trillions laughing at you with Northcom locked and loaded, begging to be released on the public, just like in New Orleans to come after the guns. Ready to eat their own guts and ask for seconds. What makes the grass grow? The blood of the American people. Blood, blood, blood. Lock and load. It's hunting season on the American people. Run them down. There's a big study in Big Business Journal about how the IRS actually destroys people's lives with these taking their paychecks, putting liens on their house, how they would actually, the study showed, get more money if they didn't do this. They don't want the money. They want to bankrupt you. They don't need the money. The Federal Reserve makes it out of nothing. It's about controlling the economy. It's about mafia power. It's about fear. Now, the mindless drones they've got working for the private Federal Reserve's collection agency, the IRS, they really believe all the propaganda they spout. Bunch of socialists is one of the groups they hire that believe in big government, and they also hire former military people that follow orders. And the green taxes are meant to bankrupt the economy. In the words of the UN, in the words of multiple Obama officials, in the words of the NASA climatologist, they want you bankrupt. You got that? So you're so bankrupt you can't afford to have children, because if you can't afford your children, they're going to take them. And they got special guilds of people that like to have their way with children, and that's who takes care of that. See, there's a criminal enterprise, and it's called corrupt government, and it's hiring, and it's growing, and the paychecks are swelling and getting bigger, and they're just in an orgy of our blood and guts and sucking off of us. We're being swarmed over like lice and ticks and fleas as they drink our blood, laughing and celebrating in it. And crapping all over us. And worshiping themselves and just rolling around knee-deep in our blood. Lawless criminal parasites on every front. And they're just getting started because it's what they like to do. They enjoy it. 99% of the time, nations fall to tyranny. And the dictators and the corrupt oligarchs that run the system for no reason start slaughtering and killing in the final phase because they like it. They enjoy it. And they're not going to stop. It's their world. They're the gods of this world. Geithner doesn't have to pay taxes. Half the Congress on record doesn't pay taxes. Most of the White House doesn't pay them, but you're going to pay them. You're going to pay taxes you don't even owe with no due process, and we're going to squeeze you because we own you. Got it? And we're going to poison your water. We're going to brainwash your kids. We're going to push drugs and ship any legal ones. We're going to do whatever we want because we're the government. We're the parasites. We enjoy it. We're the worst elements of society. In suits and fancy outfits with epaulets and I mean, you know, the equivalent of primordial headdresses, monkey crowns, to let everybody know I'm the big parrot in the tree. I've got the biggest feathers. It's absolute peacock behavior. All right, here are my stacks of news. It's worse than I even thought. We're going to play a clip of this coming back into the break. School spy cam case explodes as feds initiate probe. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Steve Watson. And in here, they just calmly show a PBS program, Frontline, and the reporter isn't saying there's anything wrong with it. No one's questioning that the school administrator is sitting there watching from his office students that are supposedly working on their laptops and never even tells them they're watching them. And see, because this is so out in the open, that's why in Philadelphia the principal just said, look, we're watching you at home. Because to them it's normal. Hey, we watch the cattle at home. They don't know what the Fourth Amendment is, what the Fifth is. They're just told by the feds, here it is, and they do it. And in every city in the country where they give you these laptops, they're watching you. They're recording everything. There's no Fourth Amendment, no Fifth. It's a lawless criminal government. But the key is they just throw it out there like it's no big deal. Houston police chief calls for cameras in folks' homes. We're going to go break, come back with this, and I'll tell you about the rest of the news that's coming up. The Financial Times writer compares Alex Jones with OKC bomber Timothy McVeigh. This is a very deceptive hit piece, and I'm calling this guy out as a stinking liar. He claims I called him. It's not true. That's coming up as well. Also, they admit the Pentagon's getting your baby's DNA. I told you that 14 years ago. It's for bioweapons programs so they can create a race-specific bioweapon to kill individuals. We'll be right back.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
So I click, and there's an observe button, and it brings up their screen.
The school's assistant principal spends part of each day remotely monitoring what the kids are doing on their laptops.
We have a photo booth.
He can see them, but they can't see him.
These kids are goofing off, taking pictures of themselves in class.
So wait, do all the kids have the cameras on?
Sixth and seventh grade have cameras. A lot of kids are just on it to check their hair, do their makeup. They just use it like it's a mirror. I always like to mess with them and take a picture. 9 times out of 10, they duck out of the way. And then they shut down and they get right back to work. So, I can see he's got a few things going on here. He's got the photo booth program open. He's got his social studies project open, school email open. You know, I think the kids know what is expected of them, but they also want to do all their other things. That's what I see a lot of, is the multitasking. But I was doing my work too.
Most of the adults at the school actually seemed pretty sanguine about the kids being so easily distracted.
You learn something new every day.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine.
We're going to play that video. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next hour, so you can actually watch it, not just listen to it. But it's in the article written by Steve Watson, School Spy Cams case explodes as feds initiate probe. Now, this is a Frontline piece from a year ago, hidden in plain view. And notice the reporter, we've got a link to the entire PBS program. I watched the whole thing. They never question why they're being watched on spy cams. They never question what this is like. They never question that the students aren't told, that the parents aren't told. They never question anything. It's all about, wow, the kids are distracted, screwing around on their computers. Oh, look, I can read what they're writing, what they're saying, what they're doing. And they have them do their school reports, and the feds have grants for that, where they do federal mandated reports about mommy and daddy as just part of their English class. And it's just total surveillance, total control. And it's your cell phones, it's your home computers, it's your TiVo, it's your Scientific Atlantic cable boxes. Everything is bare minimum listening to you with the microphones. And what the government has declassified, and you can imagine it's much worse, is they have on average about 10 million connections a day just over the phone. And they dial into your regular landline, and under federal law, the phones are designed so that the government can turn the receiver on even when it's off the on the hook. And that's why a lot of times you pick your phone up. Even G. Gordon Liddy's broke this down and talked back when he was a G-man, they had this, in the 60s and 70s. And when you pick your phone up and you don't hear a dial tone immediately, you've got a computer listening, okay? And they just randomly dial in, and keyword software listens, about 10 million conservatively. Everybody once a month or so gets a dial in. You know, it's part of freedom, part of Big Brother, part of the New America. Founding fathers would support it. I mean, come on, you're not a terrorist, are you? And so they just dial in and listen to you. And then now with the cell phones, they dial in and listen. And now under cybersecurity, they say all cell phones, all landlines, all computer, all email, all faxes. They're building giant hubs all over the country. Tens of billions of dollars per facility. Everything will be read and looked at. Right now, and this could be a lie, they could already have it, but they say they just have the computing power to read most your emails, most your faxes, because that's already text, and randomly listen to about 10 million of you a day. And, of course, they have to take key resources away to listen to me 24-7 and have actual physical rooms full of people listening and tracking everything we're doing. And, of course, my FBI file is classified. My NSA file is classified. They won't give it to us. National security. Yes, because they always put a bunch of lies in there. They don't want me getting that. But that's the freedom. And now they want you to know, see. And so the school thought this was no big deal. And I see reports, oh, yeah, we put cameras in the girls' showers and we watch it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, law enforcement in other states are accessing it and watching your naked daughter. What's wrong with that? Oh, but if a member of the military gets sent a photo of his daughter in a bikini, we arrest him. ABC News. But the government's going to record your naked children, and we're going to put you and your children and your wife right through a body scanner in front of everyone and do it. It's an act of domination and total submission. And it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And now all over England, all over the U.S., this is coming up today. I'm going to play an audio clip. A guy was out at Christmas taking photos of the Santa Claus parade. And the police just showed up and said, we're putting you all in terror databases. White guy, British guy. You know, we can't profile. No, everyone's a slave. It'd be bad enough if it was just the Arabs. And they arrested him. Look, you don't take photos, but we're going to face scan you. We're going to have cameras that shout orders at you like telescreens. And it's these young, stupid women. who are the cops. And that's our future. Illegal aliens, people who would never have a job, lazy control freaks, and they're going to murder and kill and rule and do whatever they want. Because we're the slaves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The government has been hijacked by giant corporations bigger than most governments. Of the 100 biggest economies in the world, more than half are corporations. They run the government. They openly call you a slave and debt peasants. In Citibank's own internal documents that we're going to go over a little bit later in the day. They are public, though. You are being conquered. You are being dominated. You are being gang raped by criminals. And they are violating the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution on its face and going further. The federal government absolved John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez of writing memos saying children could be tortured in front of their parents. And they were and are being tortured at black sites, ghost sites all over the world. And Obama is expanding it. But the George Soros left could care less, and the fake Fox News right-wingers love it. Well, you're going to love it yourself, because it's all for you. Later, I'm going to break this down in detail. School spy cams case explodes as feds initiate probe, and I just played that audio clip from Frontline. Oh, yeah, they're just watching the kids. In and out of school, dialing in, watching them on video. whenever they want. That's just the new America. Same thing in Europe, same thing in England, same thing in Australia. Suit possible over baby DNA sent to military lab for national database. The Statesman, yesterday. None of this. If the Statesman wanted to do real research, I mean, we covered this 14 years ago. We covered it 10 years ago. I've had members of the Australian Parliament on, members of the U.S. House of Representatives on, who were concerned about this in the last 8-9 years. I've had members of government on. They take huge ampules of blood. The media spun this when it started breaking the last 6 months because of lawsuits in Minnesota and Texas and other states and said, oh, well, it's just for medical research to save children. No, it goes to the Pentagon for bioweapons, race-specific bioweapons research, because they know that all of the subgroups of the human race, Asian, Caucasian, Negro, and all the other subgroups and variants are all interrelated. So they have problems with race-specific bioweapons. HIV has couplers designed for black people. It's very hard for a Northern European to get it. The T lymphocytes don't have it, don't have the coupler points. I've had top genetic engineers on to break that down for you. That's another example. It's like catching a cold in Africa. Or if you're a black person, you catch it fast. They've done studies on hemophiliacs that got factor VIII filled with HIV. And guess what? Africans or African Americans, people of African descent who get a blood injection of the blood drug factor VIII are 500 plus times more likely to get HIV and then full-blown AIDS. Everyone who gets it becomes HIV positive, but over 500 times more likely to actually develop autoimmune disease. That's just one little goodie. And so what they do is they sit there and they are, and this is admitted, Israel, South Africa, England, the U.S., all the major countries with race-specific bio weapons. And they've got this tailored down as of more than 20 years ago, where they can quickly, in an assembly line biotech engineering facility, create a race-specific weapon. If you've got a blood sample of Alex Jones, you can make inexpensively a bioweapon. Preferably, they normally use an autoimmune-type virus that causes cancer, and Alex dies of cancer. Now, they're freaking out. They just had me on big Houston talk station talking about it because everybody's heard me lay this out. The military's getting it. The Pentagon. I mean, again, I don't have a crystal ball. 14 years ago, I discovered this. It's a UN program 37 years ago. Everywhere the globalists control, that's almost every nation on Earth, started taking the blood 37 years ago. And now they admit in the Statesman, oh, it's for law enforcement purposes, and the Pentagon and genetic engineering companies have it. And, oh, now people go in to get gene therapy, and they're told, oh, guess what? We got one of your blood samples. This particular company did, and you don't own your own genetics. You've got to pay extra money now to have access to your own genes. And what we're talking about is 37 years. It's all old news. Can you imagine what they're doing? And the media doesn't really talk about it, so nobody really comments. I'm getting my hair cut. The lady cutting my hair, her boyfriend, UT, they force him. He didn't know he could get a waiver at the time to get the hepatitis shots. He contracts cancer. He goes and looks up the studies, finds out that that's linked to the cancer. Then they kill him in malpractice with a stent they put in his chest, leaving it in, got infected, he died. And then the girl next to us starts talking about how her boyfriend died of cancer. Oh, how old was he? Oh, this one guy was 30, the other guy was 25. Somebody else goes, really, you know? Yeah, my daughter's dying of cancer. How old is she? Oh, she's 18. Just everyone dying, there's cancer everywhere. La, la, take the injections, it's so much fun. And all these newspaper reporters get to make jokes about me. Oh, Alex Jones thinks they're taking blood. Alex Jones thinks it's for bioweapons research. It's so funny. It's so cute. And all you IRS employees, all you FBI people, all you cops who love the system and love to laugh at me, go ahead, take all the shots. Take your kids in for extra shots. And maybe when you plant your kids in the ground, maybe then you'll repent to God and hit your knees and realize I told you the truth and risked my life to do it. I'm so sick of your cowardice. I'm so sick of your weak-mindedness. I'm so sick of the fact that you won't even look into what I have to say and how deadly serious this is. I am sick of it, and I'm sick of the killing. And I'm sick of the population being exterminated like rats, being treated like guinea pigs. I have had it. I have had it with all of it. You fools that serve this evil system. Don't you understand the petty power you get is nothing compared to what you exchange for it? Oh, yeah, your paychecks are going up. Everybody else's goes down. And so that's coming up later when I get into the police state stack that we have here. The police in Australia, New Zealand, Europe, Canada, the United States, it's all simultaneous. CPS, Head Start, face scanning cameras, everything's implemented globally in secret treaties. That's now been declassified. Secret treaties on world ID, secret treaties on banking, secret treaties on the internet, secret treaties on everything. And they aren't real treaties because our Senate doesn't ratify them. You have a government run by psychopathic killers at the top who love murdering people, who love disease, who love pain. Globalists, when you study them, they hate you living in a nice house with a swimming pool. They hate your healthy wife. They hate your healthy children. They hate your healthy husband. They hate you. All they talk about in their own publications is how they can't wait to bankrupt you and drive you into total submission and make you poor and pathetic. That's always been the pleasure of the kings and queens and of the lords of old, dominating the peasants with forced austerity and bondage. And the globalists are turning us into them. They've got all their torture porn, some of the most popular movies in Hollywood. Things like Hostel, where women are tortured to death and their breasts are sliced off and they're ripped apart and blood spills everywhere. And video games, where you play the part of police staging false flag terror for the greater good, sells $500 million worth in 1 week. The atmosphere is being turned into hell. The mind of the average person is being turned into a selfish, goblin-like creature. We're being prepared. We're being dehumanized. We're being trained to see our fellow men and women torn to pieces and to love it as entertainment. Simulated snuff films are all over TV and movies, all scientifically crafted so that no one will stand up for you when you're being torn apart. The only group we're taught to worship and feel sorry for is government. Did a government agent stub their toe? Did a government agent get a cold? Did a government agent get hurt? Did a mother and father stand up to a CPS agent when they tried to take their child? How dare them? Did someone fight back? Oh, no. Oh, no. The only virtue we're taught is worship of Big Brother. The only mathematics we're taught is 2 plus 2 equals 10. The only God we're taught to worship is mindless television and money printed out of nothing that the majority of people sell their souls for. Meanwhile, and this is only important because it shows the targeting of the population. You know, when you read a Time Magazine or Newsweek article saying there's no such thing as ClimateGate, no emails exist, you think this is ridiculous. People know those are real emails and ClimateGate's serious. The UN's even admitted it. You're not the target audience. It's that 50-60% of the public that feels like they're part of the establishment that's playing make-believe. And it's only designed for them to read it and laugh and giggle and slough off their responsibility to stand up against corruption. Think of what the globalists think of the average person These reporters are hired because they are duplicitous spin masters. And they know to dumb their propaganda down to the lowest common denominator. Sure, you read this Financial Times of London article attacking me. In fact, all I have is Paul Watson's article about this. We actually print me the article because I want the headline from it. It's the first link in the article. Financial Times writer compares Alex Jones with OKC. Timothy McVeigh. You can just put it on screen for me. And I'm in the headline. And he goes on to say there's no such thing as world government. We're completely insane. This is a guy that's written multiple articles. He's their head foreign affairs correspondent. Calling for a tyrannical, unelected, authoritarian government. He calls for an authoritarian government. That's a quote. And in this article, he says that I am Tim McVeigh. He says, I come from Tim McVeigh. I am Tim McVeigh. And then he lies further with a bald-faced lie. He says, I called him up like an insane, shaved-head person, this is a quote, from San Quentin, frantically telling him to come on the show. Well, I might call one out of 500 guests. You know, maybe I want to talk to Jesse Ventura about something off air. I call him, hey, Governor, we come on? Ah, sure, Alex, love to. Sometimes he calls me. I might call a Ron Paul up myself or a Charlie Sheen. But 99.9% of the time, my office calls, and they are very polite and calm. But he says, no, I called him and left frantic messages, so he ignored me. So he paints the picture of, I thought it was someone in San Quentin, so I'm a prisoner. Then he talks about McVeigh. So the whole thing is, I need to be locked up. And he knows that the weak-minded will read the article and hear about someone being in San Quentin. So the image is, I'm a criminal. And then he ends it with, I'm basically McVeigh. This is the Financial Times of London, foreign affairs head editor, in probably the most prestigious newspaper in the world, owned by a Bilderberg Group member. This is what they think of you. They think you're so stupid that this tripe will work. It's designed, though, for the ignorant. Now, the good news is there's hundreds of comments, and over 90% of them are eloquent, are researched, are focused, and eviscerate this guy. And that's the good news. They'll have articles about Michael Jackson or about Tiger Woods, and half of them are about the comments are, you're not manipulating us with your New World Order brainwashing. We know the serious issues of the banks robbing trillions. The public is awake, and the last domino to fall is that the public still hasn't figured out we are the massive majority. Look at this article. World Government, Alex Jones, and Me. By Gideon Rakeman. To this day, the most successful article I've ever written was a column called And Now for World Government. By successful, I don't mean that it was a particularly good article. This is success defined in terms of internet hits. I noticed the other day that if I type my name into Google, one of the first popular search suggestions is Gideon Rakeman, World Government, which yields over 40,000 results. Gideon Rakeman and New World Order produces 844,000 results. And it goes on. The common thread, I think, is that my World Government piece was picked up by the loony right in America as grist for their conspiracy theory. He says private bankers running the world, we're setting it up, we've been building it quietly, it is authoritarian for your own good. He puts a link to his article from last year and then says we're crazy, it doesn't exist. That isn't stupidity. That's like O'Brien torturing Winston saying 2 + 2 = 5. He's teaching you. He's saying, I'm going to push world government, but then if you say you don't like it, I'm going to say you're insane and it doesn't exist. That's 2 + 2 = 5. They're going after the fashionable, the trendy, the cool. Oh, well, you know, if he sits here and insults me and says it doesn't exist, even when he's calling for it and says it does exist, I better go along with what Mr. Reichman says, because I don't want to be kooky. The common thread, I think, is my world government piece was picked up by the loony right, the right, huh? And he tries to divide us, as grist for the conspiracy theory that there is a secret plot to create a world government and to deprive Americans of their freedom. Well, that's what you said. At the time the article was published, there was a particularly persistent radio host who kept trying to interview me by the name of Alex Jones. Something about him made me decide to steer clear. Maybe it was the crazed tone of the message left on my answering machine. Maybe it was the fact that his program is called Prison Planet. This guy can't even get that right. The website's Prison Planet, punk. I had a vision of a shaved head nutcase speed dialing me from San Quentin, from a cell in San Quentin. So see, I'm a criminal. There's the image. But it seems I was wrong. Alex Jones is at large. I'm at large, like some roving monster in the countryside, like some ogre or grizzly bear or night vapor. But it seems I was wrong. Alex Jones is at large and broadcasting from a radio station in Texas. He is, according to this article, the host of the most popular conspiracy talk radio program in America. That's Texas Monthly. And we'll come back and go over the rest of it. And there's so much more coming up today.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What's a full subscription to the Financial Times of London, like $400? People pay to have low-grade propaganda designed for morons to be shoveled into their gullets. 103
is forever when you're just a little kid.
So,
Cyrus Jones, live forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
When you dig my grave.
When you dig my grave. Would you make it shallow?
So
I can feel the rain.
Grave digger.
Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger.
When you dig my grave.
When you dig my grave.
Make it shallow.
Could you make it shallow?
So
that I can feel the rain.
Grave digger. Continuing with this hit piece. But it seems I was wrong. Alex Jones is at large. He said I should basically be in San Quentin. And broadcasting from a radio station in Texas. He is, according to this article, the host of the most popular conspiracy talk radio program in America. This may sound like rather a small niche, but it isn't. Jones has a big following. He also feels a lively sense of rivalry with the much more famous right-wing ranter Glenn Beck. Jones simultaneously denounces Beck as a sellout and accuses him of plagiarizing all his own best ideas. So that's to say I'm inconsistent. No, I say Glenn Beck plagiarizes the key stories we cover, but then spins them and then flip-flops. We weren't for the banker bailout. We don't believe global warming's real. We're not attacking Deborah Medina or Ron Paul. We're not saying we need value-added taxes and sales taxes. No, no, no. And you know that. The rivalry is telling. For Jones, rantings are not that far removed from the anti-government, anti-Obama conspiracy theories peddled by much more famous media personalities like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. So they try to discredit us all together. And the theories of Jones himself are not that far removed from those of the militia movement that came to prominence after the Oklahoma bombing, which was a government inside job. Like the Oklahoma bomber Timothy McVeigh, Jones was radicalized by the FBI's bloody assault on the Branch Davidian religious sect in Waco, Texas in 93. In fact, it seems to me that there is a thin but direct line of anti-government paranoia that leads you from Jones back to the Tea Party movement to Beck that is now such a powerful force in U.S. policies. Or does that sound like a conspiracy theory? And Paul Watson has an excellent article dissecting all of this and really breaking it down. I suggest you go get it at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Financial Times writer compares Alex Jones with OKC bomber Tim McVeigh. Now, coming up at the bottom of the next hour, there have been some big new developments in the Joe Stack saga that point more and more towards black op inside job. And as far as I know, no one else has this information. We've confirmed it. We're further vetting it right now. This is big and extremely important. And it's all coming up after this quick break. A ton of news and key information straight ahead. And the fact that schools all over the country now admit we're watching your children with webcams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of
water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to start simulcasting the syndicated radio broadcast at T-minus 7.5 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. The last 2 hours and 52 minutes will be simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you don't have time to watch it live, it'll be archived each day as it is for PrisonPlanet.tv members to watch the video when you want, how you want, where you want. And also, don't forget, all my films are there in super high quality. My book, Paul Watson's book, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members out there that make the radio show and so much of what we do possible. Okay, coming up, I want to get into mainline Republicans demonizing and attacking the Tea Parties. People like John McCain, people like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And, of course, who's running around supporting Schwarzenegger and McCain and the fake conservative, Mr. Gardasil, Mr. North American Union, Mr. NAFTA Highway, Rick Perry. Arnold Schwarzenegger criticizes fellow Republicans. L.A. Times. Schwarzenegger, the Tea Party is not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. You get angry, but we still raise the taxes. Ha ha ha. Little people. Pathetic. Oh, I rule you and do what I like it. I work with Enron to get the money. Then I blame it on governor and get in power. Then I rape. Romney backs former rival McCain for re-election. Oh, they're all flooding down there to save him, the gun-grabbing Keating 5 banker bailout person. And I get emails going, you mean McCain's for the bailout? I want to see proof of that. I don't believe Beck was for it either, boy. Some kind of hardcore liberal trying to undermine our good people. Pretty good article, actually, in Salon, the GOP's small government Tea Party fraud. The core of the Tea Party movement and the actual GOP policies are radically opposed. Absolutely. Anointed leader of the conservative movement, Glenn Beck, now believes in global warming. Another key article by Paul Joseph Watson. You should get out to all the Beckoids. And there's actually comments in here going, I don't believe it. You're lying. Doesn't matter. We're linked to USA Today, where he gave the interview. It's quotes. I get emails, Sarah Palin doesn't believe in global warming, you liar. And Bush wasn't for the assault weapons ban. I just don't believe he wasn't for the bailout either. He's conservative. And they found WMDs in Iraq, too, boy. Stop talking bad about my president. The right-wingers call me a leftist. The left-wingers call me a right-winger. Hey, I'm a constitutionalist. Yeah, that little thing that protects all of us that they've stripped and removed. Oh, the shields are down. No one told you? We are wide open. Like in the cheesy film adaptation of the great book Dune, when they lower the shields inside, they sabotage the shields. We are wide open. What Duke Leto Atreides says. We are wide open. I mean, I want you to image that in your mind. Or let's use a Star Trek analogy. The shields are down. Shields are down. Do you understand? That's why the police are arresting people for videotaping them on street corners. That's why they're taking people's children with no due process. That's why they're trying to, all over the country in public schools, forcing inoculations on children. I told you it was going on. Then it came out in the mainstream news. All over the country. Alabama, California, Texas, just lining them up, shooting them up. Billy gets Guillain-Barré a week later, paralyzed. They don't care. We are wide open.
Alert, alert, Republic shields down. Criminal enterprise has invaded. Using corporate power structure, the United States has been seized and is being looted. This is used to empower the globalists with more funds to dominate the planet while financially bankrupting the host population so that they're too weak to resist. Alert. Shields are down. Shields are down. The globalists have sent in fake right-wing opposition led by Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck so that you stand down and are ineffectual. Governor Schwarzenegger, the Outlander, laughs. Alert. Alert. Republic sinking fast. Republic in flames. Terminal. Terminal, terminal, abort, abort. Make your way to the nearest escape pod. You have T-minus 60 seconds.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up later in the hour, we're going to have Rob Dew, who knew Joe Stack. He played in some bands with him. So did Joe Ely and many others in Austin. We're going to be going over some breaking news and information here on air that's very important that points directly at false flag terror and recapping the other evidence for that case. I'm still not sure, but breaking information coming up on that front. We've been researching this the last 3 days since we first saw the information. In other news, look at this ABC News of Australia, one of their big national TV networks, the Australian Broadcasting System. ABC News give folks a document cam shot. Kangaroos poisoned by fluoride. The Environmental Protection Authority says fluoride from Alcoa's aluminum smelter at Portland is making kangaroos sick. Well, why not just put it in the water supply? Oh, that's what you do. It's the byproduct from the purification process of aluminum manufacturing and the byproduct of fertilizer manufacturing, and you just dump it in our water. That and over 150 chemicals on average. Some systems get over 300. The EPA admits this, but, oh, the public just laughs about it. Ha, ha, ha. Dr. Strangelove, Stanley Kubrick made a joke about that. Well, here it is. And all over the country, it's been known for decades and decades that a lot of farms and ranches that butt up on towns and cities that get municipal water for their cows and horses stop giving it to them and have to dig wells because cows and horses are so susceptible. And see, fluoride builds up. It doesn't leave the body. It sticks. It goes to your organs and bones, and it ends up killing the horses and cows. You can go to YouTube and just type in horses and cows sick from fluoride, pigs sick from fluoride, chickens sick from, and you'll see local newscasts where they go, yeah, we've been giving them fluoride for 6 months in the water, and they're all dying. Their hair falls out. They get bone fractures. They get cancer. This is what we drink. And you say, well, I don't drink fluoridated water. I drink purified water. When you take a bath or shower, you absorb through your skin. It's so diabolical that all of this is going on. Now, I haven't confirmed this yet, and I'm going to try to go find the audio of it. Well, it says the audio's here. I was given this during the break. And so, guys, will you cue this up where they say they have audio in this article? The headline is, and we'll get this linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Deborah Medina agrees that 9/11 truthers' beliefs are despicable. And she was on this particular radio show that fills in for Rush Limbaugh out of Dallas, Mark Davis, who's attacked me routinely and lied about me. He said, I said, kill Michelle Malkin, even after the Denver Post and others retracted and said other people that were with Malkin were screaming it to set me up. He still went ahead with that in the Dallas Morning News. So the Dallas Morning News was then retracted the story. But he never retracted. He still says it on air. And we have the transcript of it. You know, my issue is what Deborah Medina said about people have a right to investigate and a right to question, just like six of the 10 9/11 commissioners have said. I've said, hey, it's her right to not come out on 9/11 truth or to believe that it could be an inside job. But Deborah Medina can't play politics here now that she's given good answers, because I've seen other speeches in TV where she said a lot of people have questions. We don't know what happened in separate interviews. And it's very concerning, if this is true, to see a flip-flop after she's made repeated statements for a new investigation, similar to what Palin has said, to then come out and say, I agree, it's despicable. Do you guys have the audio yet? Let's go ahead. We're going to go ahead and play the clip right now. Let's go ahead and play the clip for everybody to hear it right now. Here it is, folks.
Wrap up the 9/11 thing. And then I want you to get to what you want to talk about for these remaining weeks of the campaign.
9 days, I think.
Seriously. Yeah. Indeed so. My assertion is it would have been over by now, would have been over in a day, if after the Beck thing you'd have said, boy, I'm sorry, I messed up. I should have identified this 9/11 truther movement as the despicable paranoid cult that they are. What a horrible, hateful belief to have in your head that 9/11 was an inside job. Why didn't you do that?
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. You know, I laughed it off whenever he said I was a truther because I thought it was so absurd, and I should have just said, no, absolutely, I'm not a truther. I think it's abundantly clear I'm not a truther. You know, those things happen to us, and we pick up, say, should have done that better, mm-hmm. move on, and that's what we've done.
Then there's just one other thing that's left, because not being a truther is great. I'm thinking, of course you're not. But sometimes the wisdom is defined by knowing whom to praise and whom to, quite frankly, condemn. Someone walking around with the belief that America would do this to its own people, that President Bush and those around him would slaughter our own citizens in order to justify war, is a despicable thing to
agreed.
Believe. And if that's it, you want to be on record as agreeing with that.
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Look, I'll say this right here and right now. Rick Perry is bad news. Kay Bailey Hutchinson's a Bilderberg Group member, not just an attendee. But this is very disturbing. Very, very disturbing. If she wanted to come out day one and want to control our borders, get rid of property taxes, stand up for sovereignty, send a message nationwide for true constitutionalists to get elected to the Republican Party to state office, that would be fine. But what is bad about this is she said a lot of people have questions. They have a right to their opinion. We need to investigate this. I mean, she's done TV and radio interviews countless times since then saying, look, people have a right. And she said it at speeches. So for one audience, she's saying one thing. And for another audience, she's saying another thing. And I'm going to withdraw my support for Deborah Medina in this election if I don't hear an apology and a clarification on this, because she needs to explain herself. For him to sit there and say we're despicable, we're horrible, we're evil. Really, I just showed you a new declassified State Department document from the State Department history site where the Bobby Kennedy wanted to blow up the U.S. embassy in Honduras to blame it on foreign governments. Operation Northwoods, it's declassified. They staged the Gulf of Tonkin. It's in an Army field manual. They give captains in black ops how to stage terror attacks. I mean, governments do this, and now MSNBC is demonizing. MSNBC is demonizing in a big way, along with the New York Post and others, the firefighters, police, and medical workers, saying it's a despicable conspiracy theory, and they just want money that they're sick from asbestos and concrete and pulverized glass. When all the major medical facilities have done CAT scans and their lungs are just full of it. Now that's a despicable conspiracy theory. I mean, we have the former head of the U.S. Embassy visa section on to tell you on record that those guys from Saudi Arabia, Muhammad Atta and others, were let in by the CIA and protected. We have Stephen Butler, the head of the Defense Language School, on record saying Muhammad Atta and others were trained at their base. That's Associated Press. What? I'm not supposed to be. It's despicable that I'm aware of a history of government-sponsored terror, and I'm a horrible person, and 84% of Americans in an Angus and Reid New York Times poll question the official story and want a new investigation, and 6 of the 10 commissioners, and Mr. Farmer, the head of the commission, and Homeland Security Director Ridge writes a best-selling book last year saying they would issue fake terror alerts for political gain. That's a form of terrorism. Under the Patriot Act, it's an act of terror to put out a fake terror call. Again, I like Lou Dobbs because I disagree with him on the drug war and a few issues, but he's the same today, yesterday, tomorrow. And I agree with him on NAFTA and GATT, the New World Order, and sovereignty. Michael Savage isn't perfect, but he's the same 10 years ago. He's the same today. He's saying Obama may stage terror attacks in America, but he says he will. And we know the underwear bombing was. It's on record. The government got him on the plane in Amsterdam. That's confirmed. And the FBI lied about it at first. I'm not supposed to question that. I'm despicable to all my family listening in Dallas to the number one talk station. I'm despicable. You agree that I'm bad? You, Deborah Medina is part of the In the Fed people. She knows full well. I never even brought up 9/11 truth with her. She knows full well that a large part of her grassroots supporters that launched her campaign were 9/11 truthers. Now, we go to the subject of Ron Paul. Ron Paul will get up on national TV and say, I'm worried about stage provocations. He will say governments do stage crises. He talked about he's worried about a Gulf of Tonkin to get us into war with Iran. He says he doesn't believe 9/11 is an inside job, and that's his right. But he's never flip-flopped, and when he's been asked, are you against these despicable people, all over TV, he says, no, they're not despicable. They have a right to ask questions. See, Deborah Medina doesn't have to be a carbon copy of what we are. But the establishment and in their internal memos at the White House currently, Cass Sunstein and others, are deadly afraid of 9/11 truth because people start thinking about who stages crises. Fake global warming. That's a fake terror attack. Sea levels will rise, showing kids, you know, animals drowning, whole cities underwater. Everybody's going to die. The penguins are going to die. The polar bears are going to die. That's a form of stage terror. Telling you you're going to die of the flu if you don't take a dangerous vaccine and lying to you, not telling you it has mercury in it or can cause neurological disorders. That's a form of fake terror. People start getting this, and it was declassified that Cheney wanted to stage a Gulf of Tonkin 2 years ago. It was declassified that a year before that, 3 years ago, he wanted to stage a terror attack to blame it on Iran. That's MSNBC. That's New Yorker Magazine. That's Cy Hirsch. I mean, I'm despicable. Now, I'm not going to put a lot of energy into this, but I'm sure people say, oh, how dare you? So I probably will. I'll just get Deborah Medina and all these conversations and all these speeches she's given since the incident 3 weeks ago with Glenn Beck, 2.5 weeks ago. And I'll show her after saying there's a lot of questions people have a right. And then I'll show her saying it's despicable. I don't like flip-flopping. I want people to do what they say. And at this point, we can't believe anything she says if she gets in office, if she'll flip-flop like this. She's going to find out that who's really supporting her and that she better watch it.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Peter Krachnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krachnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krachnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the
to Austin. Welcome gubernatorial candidate Deborah Medina. Hey, Deborah, how are you?
Good.
It is nice to have you. Let's do two things. Let's take a couple minutes and wrap up the 9/11 thing. And then I want you to get to what you want to talk about for these remaining weeks of the campaign.
9 days, I think.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Indeed so. My assertion is it would have been over by now, would have been over in a day, if after the Beck thing you'd have said, boy, I'm sorry, I messed up. I should have identified this 9/11 truther movement as the despicable paranoid cult that they are. What a horrible, hateful belief to have in your head that 9/11 was an inside job. Why didn't you do that?
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. You know, I laughed it off whenever he said I was a truther because I thought it was so absurd, and I should have just said, no, absolutely, I'm not a truther. I think it's abundantly clear I'm not a truther. You know, those things happen to us, and we pick up, say, should have done that better, mm-hmm. move on, and that's what we've done.
Then there's just one other thing that's left, because not being a truther is great. I'm thinking, of course you're not. But sometimes the wisdom is defined by knowing whom to praise and whom to, quite frankly, condemn. Someone walking around with the belief that America would do this to its own people, that President Bush and those around him would slaughter our own citizens in order to justify war, is a despicable thing to believe.
Agreed.
And if that's it, you want to be on record as agreeing with that.
Agreed. Yeah. I was thinking in terms of a commission report, mm-hmm. not in terms of what, you know, individuals are out there doing. And the commission report, I think, is the thing that I was getting back to, none of which, as you indicate, has a direct impact on what's going on in Texas right now, with the exception of we ought to be concerned about terrorism and what's coming across our southern border.
Indeed. All right,
we haven't addressed that issue, and we really need to be focused on that.
You know, I don't have time to track Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, much less Deborah Medina, and watch everything they're doing, but I've seen 3 or 4 video clips of her in speeches after the Glenn Beck situation, saying people have a right, people have questions, they have a right to question with what our government's done in the past. We don't know what happened, you know, what happened with that building falling. And then now she goes on a show. I mean, this is the one thing I won't put up with, folks, is duplicity, is flip-flopping. And I tell you what, you know, early on, they asked for our support. We got our listeners to donate money, get them off the ground. You know, it's like Ron Paul in 2007. He said on air, half their early support when he was running for president the first 6 months was from this show. And Ron Paul comes on. He's been attacked on TV for doing it. He never stabs me in the back. But I'll tell you this. This is very upsetting. You know, and you notice after she even denied us, after she even threw us under the bus, notice he came back at her and said, yes, but it's the decision-making process of a leader. You should have answered that right away. He's still attacking her. He's a Clear Channel radio host. The head of Clear Channel gave $500,000 to Perry. They're not going to be your friend, lady. But what this means is, if she gets into office, maybe it's better to just keep Perry in, so everybody hates him more and the government gets more discredited and we have fought back his NAFTA highways and his Gardasil. Maybe it's better to have a lame duck Perry in there, so people just get angry, instead of putting a supposed patriot in who will then flip-flop anytime there's heat or anytime the neocons stage an event, and then we, the patriot movement, gets blamed. You know, that's my problem with Glenn Beck posing as us. That's my problem. Is because then when he gets discredited, which he's meant to do by design, we get discredited. I've had it, and I just can't hold back anymore. It's like with a traffic can interview. I knew what he was going to say. I had him on. I can't hold back what's going on in this country anymore. Life's too short. I woke up at 1:50 in the morning last night and couldn't go back to sleep. Just saying, Alex, you got to go all the way on all the issues. Traffic can certainly isn't perfect, but he's for real, and he doesn't flip-flop, and he stood up for people on taxes. And I just can't handle it anymore. I can't handle politicians. And Deborah Medina is a nurse. She's a good lady, been a good lady. And I don't know who her political advisors are. I know there's been a shakeup in her campaign. Some of the old people aren't there anymore. And I don't know who's advising her, but you've already lost the 9/11 hater crowd. Okay? The neocons already did a job on you. Glenn Beck already put your picture up next to Van Jones and said, these people hate America last Thursday. Pointing at you. You're not going to get idiots that don't see through Glenn Beck back. You had to stand on principle and say, look, I agree people should be allowed to ask for a new investigation. But no, we are despicable. You have attacked us, Deborah Medina. You have attacked me. So I don't want to hear I'm attacking you. You drew blood on us. You attacked us. You drew first blood. That's the way it is. I think everybody should call her campaign and email her and tell her where her support comes from and tell her you want an apology right now. Glenn Beck lost 500,000 viewers when I went after him in the last 2 weeks defending your sorry butt. What do you think's going to happen now when I come after you? Show her the power we've got. I'm sick of traitors.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Okay, we've been looking for 5 minutes here at PrisonPlanet.tv and the radio show. We've been looking for 5 minutes for Deborah Medina after the Glenn Beck interview saying people have a right to ask how those towers fell. This is why I'm angry. We put everything behind somebody. We support them from obscurity. And then they go on a big syndicated radio show and throw us under the bus saying we're despicable. Now, is this Deborah Medina despicable? This is 2 days after the Glenn Beck fiasco 2 weeks ago. Here she is. Here it is.
People are asking questions. I think the questions that I've heard asked are how those buildings fell.
Right.
And I'm not the engineer to know that. And I think those are good, relevant questions to ask. That's not saying our government was involved. I don't know that I think our government was involved. I think there are questions that need to be asked. We need to elect people who are natural-born citizens according to our Constitution.
There you go. There you go. I mean, I'm not putting up with this anymore, okay? I want that clear. I'm not putting up with it, all right? She did the bad thing. You understand that? And we can't pull our punches. We need people elected that do what they say they're going to do. Okay? I wasn't mad at her when she said, I'm not a 9/11 truther, but I support people's right in America to ask questions and about how those buildings fell. Then, a couple weeks later, there's a new Deborah Medina. And she's saying we're despicable. Now, let's show Deborah Medina and whoever's gotten in control of her campaign, because I know there's been a big shakeup there. Let's show her who her real supporters are and were. You make your decision what you're going to do about this, but let me give you their number. It's 877-WE-TEXANS, or 877-938-3926. 877-938-3926. You call them today, you call them tomorrow, and you tell them what you think about this. Okay? 877-938-3926. I'll hand it to the one Democrat candidate, that billionaire hair care product guy, Farouk Shammy. He's come out and said, looks like an inside job to him. I don't like him on a lot of his other policies, but at least the guy's got guts, and guts is enough. We can't compromise our values. Again, if she'd have come out and said she didn't believe 9/11 truth, I never asked her that when she was here. Don't you think I knew that would have made major headlines for my show if I would have asked her about 9/11 truth? You hear me ask Ron Paul about 9/11 truth when he's here? No! I try to support them. Ron Paul, though, always gives a tip of his hat to everybody on the show and says, I'm worried about staged events. I'm worried about staged crises. I'm worried about a Gulf of Tonkin with Iran. Ron Paul will get up and say the CIA's bringing in the drugs and has had a coup of this country. I'll say this about you, Deborah Medina. You're inexperienced and new, and that's the only reason I'm not even more angry. And I saw this, I read it, I heard the audio, and I got angry, as a lot of other people are getting angry. Because if she'll flip-flop like this, why not just have Kay Bailey Hutchinson or Rick Perry? 877-WE-TEXANS, 877-938-3926. Give me a document cam shot on this. Or the non-toll line, 9. You can call and spend some of your own money. I guess you already sent her enough. 979-532-5651, 979-532-5651. You tell me what her office said with all the little expert politicos in there. But you notice she threw us under the bus, and that Mark Davis slimeball still said, yeah, but my second point is you answered that wrong, and it shows you don't have the wisdom. You don't have the leadership. They're not going to support you, lady. All you had was your integrity. That's all anybody's got in this world. And you have started to sacrifice that, and this is despicable. We're not despicable. What you did is despicable, Deborah Medina. Contact MedinaForTexas.com is the email. Press@MedinaForTexas.com. Just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely unbelievable. And the media is going to spin this, and they're going to say, well, I want to take my YouTube videos down off our site where I made that video saying expose Sarah Palin calling for new investigation, where we were trying to get that out to everybody and support her. It's dirty taste in my mouth to commit to somebody, to trust somebody, and to see this type of attack on us. I could barely even do this radio show now. I'm so angry. Ugh. It's disgusting. makes me sick. Look at this examiner.com article. Look, give me a close shot of this. Deborah Medina agrees that 9/11 truthers' beliefs are despicable. We're despicable. I'm despicable going on the air 2001 and losing 70%+ of my stations because I wouldn't shut up and I told the truth. I'm despicable with the death threats and the stalkers and the attacks. I'm despicable when I read the State Department document Monday, yesterday on the air, declassified at the State Department, how the government wanted to stage terror attacks against Latin American countries as a pretext for war, blowing up U.S. embassies. What, I'm not supposed to read Northwoods, ABC News? I'm not supposed to know what's going on? I'm just supposed to shut up? That means if she gets political heat, they must not be worried now if she gets elected. That means if she ever gets any political heat, she'll just flip-flop. Cue up that tape again of the news. That was, what, Houston TV. She said the same thing on Dallas. I've seen like five of these. We just found this. Send your clips you've seen to showtips at Infowars.com. After the fact, before she got the shakeup and new advisors a week ago, she was saying, well, the towers did fall strangely. I think people have a right to know. And six of the 10 9/11 commissioners have a serious question. So, yeah, we need a new investigation. I think people, it's reasonable to ask that. No, not now. No, sir. No, sir. Just like I'm supposed to support Glenn Beck when he's saying global warming is real. In USA Today, or when he's calling for value-added taxes, or when he's saying Ron Paul supporters are basically terrorists. And I get these idiot Glenn Beck supporters email me and say, I've never seen that. I want proof. Well, go to my website and do a search on it for Glenn Beck. Attacks Ron Paul, or Glenn Beck calls for taxes. Look, I can't tie your stinking shoelaces for you, you fools. If you want to be bamboozled and shanghaied and scammed and bushwhacked, then go ahead. Be an idiot. Not me, okay? I'm nobody's sucker. I'm nobody's property. I'm nobody's dupe. You understand that? You know, the guy showed me this, and I wasn't going to say anything. And all the time I restrained myself, but I just cannot restrain something this disgusting. This despicable. Call us despicable. The shoe fits, wear it. We have got a hellish government using the cameras and school computers they give the kids to watch them, and it's admitted. We have a government. I mean, look at the type of news I have here in front of me. Bayer pesticide banned over threat to honeybees. Kidney damage in 12% of Chinese children exposed to melamine contaminated dairy products. Science Daily. Meanwhile, a year and a half ago, it was killing and making kids sick here. EPA, FDA, FDA said melamine's no longer bad for you. Now, that's big news, folks. Here's a Slate story, The Chemist War, how the U.S. government killed at least 10,000 people by poisoning liquor to kill people during Prohibition. I mean, this is your stinking government. This is who they are. This is who they are. We're not the radicals. It's the criminals running government that are radical. Where's the kangaroo story out of ABC News? Look at this. The kangaroos drink the water that humans are drinking, and they die. Ask any farmer or rancher who's been in a drought and given municipal water to cows and horses. It kills them within a year. They get sick within a few months. You're drinking this stuff, okay? This isn't time to be cowards. It isn't time to mince words. It isn't time to back off. You think this is a game we're playing? This is war. This is info war. This is for real. I'm for real. And that's why we're the number one alternative radio show and websites on the planet, because people that have discernment and know how to see the fruit, they know. And I'm staring down the barrel of a gun doing what I'm doing. I'm going up against a freight train going 100 miles an hour. What are you doing to defend freedom? What are you doing? No more compromise with baloney. Kangaroos poisoned by fluoride. The Environment Protection Authority says fluoride from Alcoa's aluminum smelter at Portland is making kangaroos sick. The EPA's Bruce Dawson, they have the same agency over there, says the fluoride is being absorbed by the nearby vegetation, which is then being eaten by the kangaroos. They now spray in the last 3 years on most food crops fluoride as a pesticide. Oh, it kills bugs, but then it goes through the different plants' membranes, precipitates out, and then you eat it. He says the fluoride poisons the kangaroos and makes lesions grow on their bones, which renders them lame. Once kangaroos have restricted movement, it has a significant impact on their welfare, so this is something that needs to be managed and avoided. Yeah, have you noticed in the major studies over a 300% increase in different degenerative diseases of the bones and arthritis since they've been fluoridating since the late 40s? Oh, I don't even know what to do anymore. I don't even know what to say anymore. You know, I know why some people out there, and the government plays off of this. Cass Sunstein talks about it in his White House memos, how to get patriots and anti-globalists fighting with each other. I know why some people out there don't trust me, because, hell, most of the time you can't trust anybody. You can't trust. It just makes me sick. You know who I trust? I trust you, the listeners. I trust you, the grassroots. I trust you, the people that make this country run and work, the good, hardworking people that are standing up against the New World Order. And we've come so far, and there are good men and women running for office all over this country that will not compromise, and that's why the globalists and their own internal memos are scared. But this is a big deal that Deborah Medina's done. It's a big deal. And it makes me sick. It actually makes me sick. I mean, I feel nauseous right now, and I rarely get that upset. I've never betrayed anybody who's worked with me or been around me. I've always been steadfast. I've always been true. I've always been an honorable person. And it took me 26, 27 years of my life, even when I was aware and politically active, I was probably 26, 27 until I learned you can't trust most people. I thought everybody was like me growing up. Honorable, strong, yes, angry, yes, aggressive, yes, violent, but real. I'll tell you, the listeners, this. You know you're good. You know you out there listening. You know your heart is right. So you be the leader. You step up. We need you. Take action. I want to get into this story now. And there's so many facets to it. Over a decade ago, I told you that webcams were being remotely accessed. Over 10 years ago, I told you that Scientific Atlantic cable boxes with the audio sensor, the microphone were being used, that everything you do on major on complex digital cable boxes, basically all the cable boxes that are out there now, they've phased them in, are tracking everything you're doing, watching you. That's now all admitted. Your cell phone's tracking you, watching you. It's all mainstream news. And they just condition you and condition you. I mean, I remember 12, 13 years ago reading Pentagon documents, how they planned to microchip the whole population, how they were going to sell it under the guise of security, under the guise of VIP, getting into better clubs and facilities, how they were going to sell it in the guise of helping Alzheimer's patients, prisoners. And people would laugh at me because they hadn't heard it yet. Oh, microchips under our skin. Yeah, right. Now here we are 10, 11 years later, and it's just, oh, yeah, all sorts of governments are making their politicians take them and having their attorney general's office in Mexico, everybody get chips, and yeah, okay, so what? Tell me something I hadn't heard. We've all been conditioned to accept it. And now Google comes out 4 years ago, says we're going to watch you and listen to you with the webcams, don't even ask. Don't say you weren't warned. The head of Google, Schmidt, says, hey, don't do something on your computer you're ashamed of. And then it comes out in Philadelphia that the principal just thinks it's normal. He's out in the open. He's out in front of everybody. Running around saying that, I saw you, Billy, at home doing something you weren't supposed to in your bedroom last night. They're like, what? And the parents are still somewhat normal and not brainwashed. They go, wait, you're watching us at home off the computer we paid for that the school gave us, in quotes? We're going to sue you. And the principal went, well, I mean, it's only for your safety. Okay, we do access these remotely, but it's only for security purposes to make sure the laptop wasn't stolen. And they go, wait a minute. This laptop wasn't stolen. And then Steve Watson found a Frontline video clip we're going to play after the break from a year ago. And if you think this is out of context, you can link through on the PBS link we've got to the entire piece. The Frontline piece is on their site for free, PBS. How great it is that they're sitting there watching the kids on their laptops at school and they don't even know. Just remote accessing. And they've got cameras in school bathrooms, school showers. It's come out in South Carolina and Tennessee and California and Michigan that the law enforcement in other states is accessing it. Just perverts. Criminals. And they think you'll go along with anything authority says, so we're authority. We're now going to watch you at home. Yes, we're going to watch your daughters and sons in the showers at the school. And because they rolled it out and brainwashed the school and the parents submitted in that test, a visiting basketball team of girls is there, sees a camera in the shower, panics and runs out. Parents are cussing, screaming in the parking lot after the basketball game, you know, the visiting team taking a shower. That was normal. What's going on? I mean, if you found a hidden camera in your house, would you get upset? If your neighbor did it, you'd get upset. But if government did it, you'd probably say, well, I guess we're the government. If somebody came to your door and knocked on it and said, we want to put a camera in your house just for your safety. Is that our, oh, sure. No, you'd say, get out of here, pervert. But the government does it and corporations do it without asking. And it's like, well, I guess it's all right. And this Frontline piece reports it like it's good. See, that's the whole issue. I mean, next, am I a radical because I don't want laptop computers and regular computers in my house watching and listening to me? Because I don't want a microchip? Because I know how to read ABC News talking about Operation Northwoods, U.S. government plan to stage terror? Truth is truth is truth. That's all I've got's the truth. That's my precious possession, and I will not sell it out for anybody. Not Deborah Medina, nobody!
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Since approximately 9 a.m. today, Central, giant snowflakes the size of quarters and silver dollars are falling. Our cars in the parking lot are covered with 2 inches of snow. It is pouring out of the sky. This in February, where you hardly ever in the last 50 plus years, I've looked at the record, have snow south of Dallas. And it's rare to have it in Dallas. I mean, it is just coming down. This is your global warming. But you notice what all of the weak-minded people have done, all the Republicans and others until ClimateGate came out, many of them, Newt Gingrich, John McCain, Bill O'Reilly, all running around saying global warming's real, we got to do something. And a lot of them, Schwarzenegger, they're still saying it. They're still saying it because the globalists have invested hundreds of billions of dollars in this takeover of the economy, not just taxes. Now, coming up in about 10 minutes, the second segment of the next hour, we're going to have Rob Dew, who's been working on this and investigating it. Paul Watson's written an article on this. I saw this over the weekend. I actually originally saw this Friday and got so busy to investigate. Then I saw it again on Sunday, and I meant to cover it yesterday, but we did more investigation. I wanted to double-check it. And one of the original blogs we first saw it on was the Of Goats and Men blog, and their info was very accurate. Great job. We have a detailed breakdown of all this now at PrisonPlanet.com. This article just went up. Joe Stack's intriguing connections with defense contractors and intelligence agencies. And then I've got all my other articles, and I asked Dude to reprint them because I cleaned my desk off, about Joe Stack's daughter saying it doesn't sound like his letter, all the, quote, strange coincidences that happened where the fire trucks and the emergency managers from all over Travis County were there with scores of firemen and trucks and equipment right next door to the building, and the FBI was already out there. I mean, this is important. And now you've got Geithner coming and posing in front of the building yesterday. I've even gotten to that video coming up in the next hour, an audio for radio listeners of the press conference with Geithner. Wasn't even a press conference. They wouldn't let our guys in or tried to keep them out, but I sent three different teams. Two teams got in. They only caught one of the decoy teams at a public press conference out on the front of the building, but the Secret Service said, no, you're not in America. Get out of here. So the video of all that, and Geithner getting asked one tough question from Aaron Dykes, but it showed up nowhere in the media, that is coming up. But him posing as a victim and up there worshiping the illegal IRS and trying to paint the Tea Party movement as a bunch of killers. This is the type of stuff that's going on, and this thing looks more and more like a staged inside job. A lot of people are so angry, they're saying, good job, Stack. No, the government wants that to happen. And we need to investigate this. They want violence. We don't want that, ladies and gentlemen. We are kicking butt peacefully. Also, Jesse Ventura's new book. We've got it in. Start shipping in early March. You can get $5 off the book, $19.95 for the hardcover, normally $24.95 everywhere else. And you get one of two films free, Loose Change Final Cut, a preeminent 9/11 film, and the film I made about Aaron Russo in that last interview, Reflections and Warnings. Get one of those free, a $45 value for $19.95. A film and the book, $19.95. There is no deal close to it anywhere. Get it at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. This film, a bunch of people involved with it, got raided by the police. Legal dispensaries that dare be interviewed in California for medical marijuana. This is about government drug dealing, how weed won the West. They do not want you to have this video, folks. Infowars.com. Order the DVD. It ships out the day after the order comes in. Shadow Government. So many great people in it, like Daniel Estulin, G. Edward Griffin, Catherine Albrecht, available at InfoWars.com. Free t-shirts, free video deals. Check it all out at InfoWars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Resistance is victory. We are the resistance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is just a video from outside the office just minutes ago. Massive snow pouring down on us. Look at this giant snowball I just went out and got in Austin, Texas. This is global warming. Jaron, what are you doing in studio here?
Nothing, man. I'm just hanging out.
Oh, really? What's that you have in your hand there?
Nothing.
Wait, stop. No. Ah! Oh, you're going to... Ah! Oh, my gosh, man.
Al Gore was right.
Al Gore was right. You got to have some fun. Oh, my gosh. Man, there's more water in that than I thought. Goodness gracious. Okay, it's ruining my news articles. I don't know what we're doing here. Jaron comes in here and throws a snowball at me. Oh, boy. Absolutely amazing. Oh, boy. Yes, yeah, snow pouring down. I got you good, didn't I, Jaron? Yeah, if you just tuned in, people out there will misrepresent it, but the facts are the facts of why I am very upset with Deborah Medina running for Texas governor. From obscurity, it was really Patriot, Tea Party, and 9/11 truth groups, because people that are awake a lot of times are 9/11 truth. And they admit a lot of the Tea Party 9/11 truth people, including a lot of Ron Paul supporters, supported her and never asked her to get into 9/11 truth. Then she said she supports a new investigation. She said it a bunch after the Glenn Beck interview, clarifying herself. We played that clip. And now she says that we're, quote, despicable bad people on a Dallas radio station, the guy that fills in for Rush Limbaugh and Mark Davis. And I'm angry about it. And that's the way it is. It's Deborah Medina that attacked all the 9/11 truthers in Texas, calling us despicable. And it's the flip-flopping. It's the fact that she gives all these interviews after Beck, clarifying. You have that queued up? Will you queue up the clip? There's a bunch of them, of her on TV 2 days after the Glenn Beck situation. This is on Houston TV. She said the same thing on Dallas. Here it is. This is the flip-flopping. Well, she'll do this on any other issue. She needs to pledge she'll never flip-flop again once she comes out with something. Here it is.
That are redacted and they're top secret. That makes us all wonder, well, what's happening back there? The same is true with the birth certificate thing. And I think it's healthy that people are asking questions. I think the questions that I've heard asked are how those buildings fell.
Right.
And I'm not the engineer to know that. And I think those are good, relevant questions to ask.
So I didn't attack her when she went on Beck's show and said, well, I'm not really a 9/11 truther, but I support people's right to call for an investigation. And then she went further, and I thought, wow, under all this heat, she's a really good lady. Now, if she apologizes and says, I had advisors and I was confused, it's still bad. I mean, it's bad. And I'm about my integrity. I don't just invest in Obama and then he gets in and sells out what he said he would do and then I support him. Or I support Bush, which I never did either one, hypothetically, and then he gets in and goes back on his promises and I go, well, I feel like a winner because I've already supported and I won't admit I'm wrong. No. When I support somebody and they flip-flop like this on such a key issue and viciously call 9/11 truthers despicable for questioning the official story, that makes me very angry. Because you hear Alex Jones on one radio show, it's going to be the same as Alex Jones on another radio show. Sort of like about Ron Paul. You hear him one place, you hear him another, it's the same. Not like Rick Perry, something different everywhere, or Barack Obama. You know, Barack Obama, I think, has broken all records online. On everything. Am I just supposed to just accept that? Oh, I like Barack Obama now. I think that's great. All right, I'm not going to talk about this much more. I got a bunch of other subjects I want to get to, including big developments. Joe Stack's intriguing connections with defense contractors, intelligence agencies, with Rob Due. Let's get him in here. He's in there in his studio. Let's get him in here, get him set up right now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, in studio with us is Rob Due. He knew Joe Stack off and on when Rob would fill in for bands that Stack was part of. played the guitar and played the keyboard, played for Joe Ely and many other big musicians. And he's in studio with us with some big breaking news. But on the Deborah Medina issue, you don't understand. We have Deborah Medina big signs on our cars out in the parking lot. Your van's got giant placards on the side. And listen, it's not just that she flip-flopped and after the Glenn Beck interview did a bunch of TV interviews saying, I agree there should be a new investigation, how those towers fell, the intelligence, the 9/11 commission. Then to just say 9/11 truth is despicable, that's an attack. She's done something very, very bad here, and it makes me lose my trust in her, and it's very hurtful that's going on. I mean, does that hurt your feelings?
Yeah, I agree. You know, she didn't have to directly answer her opinions, but she could say people have the right to their own opinion, and that should be the end of it. We live in America. It's a free country. And, you know, she could have said it that way instead of trying to side with them. And I think she's just trying to play politics.
Exactly, which we don't want.
Exactly.
That's the whole point, is it's straight talk and we're going to get the truth. And,
yeah.
And the point is, then even after she does this and throws us under the bus repeatedly, calls us despicable over and over again, then he says, well, still, you said it wrong and answered it wrong, which shows you're not a good leader. They're not going to like her. This is going to hurt her bad. Not just with us. This is going to hurt her bad across the board. Because that's what people like Ron Paul, is because he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and he's been proven right. And I've been interviewing him for 14 years, and he said on air without me asking, half of his support in the first part of the presidential campaign was from this show. We raised him millions of dollars. You know, my listeners deserve credit.
You know what I think with this? I think this was a test to see if they could control her, use the press to kind of snipe at her from different angles and see how she would fold. And they're like, oh, she'll work with us. No problem. We just have to attack her enough and she'll fold under pressure instead of just standing up. Because there's plenty of people out there that would agree with her.
Yeah, that's the issue. If she would have said 9/11 truth despicable day one, I would have said, well, I can still support her because she says she'll do the taxes and she says she'll control the border and she says she'll have, you know, like Vermont style open carry. But because at least we know she was better. Now she may not do those things. Now she may completely do a 180.
It's all open.
That's the issue. That's why this is so bad. And it's a betrayal. We're going to give it a few days before we rip all the signs down, though. I'm going to see what they say. Folks,
she's definitely going to hear this broadcast.
Folks, if you support what she did, give her a call. Let her know you really appreciate her flip-flopping and saying that we're horrible, despicable people. Of course, the media, she's a fool, has already got, we learned about this because the mainstream media has already gotten this and is saying, oh, look, she flip-flopped. They've got 5 different TV newscasts she was on after the Beck thing saying, I agree with the new investigation, how the towers fell. Now she says it's despicable. They're going to eat her alive for this. Who is advising this woman?
Well, she did just have a shakeup, so it'll be interesting to see who's taken over since then.
That's right. It's all new people when we call over there.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you what, I don't know what advice they're giving her, but it's cockeyed. I mean, it's not good advice. And all I've got's my integrity, and I ain't selling it for nobody. And you understand? I'm not going to sit here and just shut my mouth and go along with this.
The advisors are almost as important as the person you're putting in office. I mean, look at the people who are behind Obama. You know, he's got Kissinger. He's got Zbigniew Brzezinski working with him. I mean, that's what you got to look at. Who's behind the person, too?
Well, this is more than suspicious. Let me give you a number. 877-WE-TEXANS. That's 877-938-3926. Ask her if she's going to flip-flop on the taxes. Ask her if she's going to flip-flop on the guns. Ask her if she's going to flip-flop on the NAFTA highways. Ask her! If we want somebody to talk out of both sides of their mouth, we've got Rick Perry, don't we?
Yeah, and he's got better hair.
877-938-3926, 877-938-3926, or 979-532-5651, or email them at contact@medinafortexas.com. And hey, make your own YouTube videos. Let her know. You sent her money, you knocked on doors, you did all of this. Man, this is sick.
I'm driving around with signs on my car, you know? And this is not whether she believes in 9/11 or not isn't a make it or break it
issue. That wasn't the issue. Yeah. We backed her.
Flip flopping. Is she going to do this on every other issue that she's coming out claiming that she's with us on? Now we have to dig into her history because we can't take her at face value anymore.
Well, she pledged on this show that everything she said was the way it was going to be. I shook her hand right where you're sitting.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see. We'll see how she responds to this. You know, let's give her a fair shot and let her come back on the show and see what she says then.
Oh,
now,
I don't,
now
I don't
it seems,
know.
Now it seems to be open game. Now we can talk about 9/11 since everybody else is talking about it. You know?
I want to get that Democrat candidate on. He'll see if he backs off. He hasn't backed off.
No.
And he's silly and ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough.
Mr. Shammy, is that who you're talking about?
Mr. Shammy, yeah. Yeah. Holy mackerel. I don't even know what to say anymore. Oh, I'm just, I mean, I am in a tailspin over this, I tell you. An absolute tailspin, dude. Okay, let's shift gears. Let's go over the backstory first before we get into the new info. Because I keep saying there's going to be a false flag in Austin against a government installation to be blamed on the Tea Parties. How many times have I been saying that the last 3 months?
I can't even count. It's been over and over again, on air, off air.
Because I can strategically see what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And then it's admitted KXAN and the Statesman, and the fire department admits, fire department from all over Travis County and Austin, an emergency meeting next door.
Yeah.
The parking lot next door, and witnesses say this on the news. People go, oh, you don't have witnesses. No, now it's confirmed.
Oh, it's confirmed.
Just like the underwear bomber when the sharp-dressed man got him on with no passport. Now it's confirmed. The government ordered him let on. Okay, it's confirmed. Confirmed. Put it in your pipe and smoke it. We're right again. And then his daughter says doesn't sound like his note. His wife says doesn't sound anything like him. He hasn't flown the plane in months and months and months. And there's a bunch of other evidence that feeds into this. Then it turns out the IRS was having another meeting in another part of a separate building, which they'd never done. So they were mainly out of their offices, just like the Pentagon. And now we have the latest news. Took us 3 or 4 days to research it. Joe Stack's intriguing connections with defense contractors, intelligence agencies. Go over that for folks, Rob.
All right. So we'll go.
We'll get a document cam roving, guys, over here.
This was found. This was searched under the Williamson Central Appraisal District. You could look up the owner of the hangar at Georgetown Airport, and this is owned by Joe Stack and John Podolak. And when you look up John Podolak, he's connected to a company called L3. And then he was, he became a manager at the Department of Homeland Security. And I'm looking for the exact quote where it says he's going to oversee transition of the team's anti-missile system to commercial applications. This is from the L3 website. And this is the guy.
Wait a minute. Anti-missile system is on board the aircraft.
Correct.
And that's tied into what Bush said, remote control on the plane where the government can even control it.
It's part of the CAP system, which is the commercial airline
protection. And that company also works on remote control aircraft systems.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And they're also tied.
They could have just had a voice morpher play him over the radio. They can get a recording of anybody's voice, put it in a computer, and then type in whatever they want the voice to then say. It even passes voice print analysis. He takes off.
Wait till you hear what we have.
Or maybe the witnesses said there was no one in the plane. Go ahead.
Well, and then you look at L3 was also connected to 9/11. They actually had, let's go to this article here. Let's see. Supposedly, they were getting investigated by the SEC for the unusual stock put options in relation to 9/11. And an L3 consultant to the NSA apparently watched a live feed of the first plane hitting the tower. And apparently there was no video except for those one guy on the ground.
It's L3 tied into insider trading betting against American and United at record levels.
Right.
And so, Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA. Now, that's the partner, according to the Williamson County
Appraisal District.
Appraisal District. The guy owned half the plane, who's an L3 specialist.
He owns the hangar, not the plane. It doesn't say, so he owns the hangar.
Okay,
the plane is housed in.
Yes.
So there's probably another plane in there, but he obviously has access to where the plane is, if nothing else. And it also mentions other places Stack worked for. Teledyne was a prime contractor for the Global Hawk, and L3 supplied its communication systems.
Global Hawk's remote control drone! This just gets worse and worse by the minute.
He was working on this.
I tell you, my gut tells me inside job. My gut's never wrong.
And you've been saying it. And we had a heated discussion back in the...
me screaming at Burmese, yeah.
Well, yeah, you were screaming at everybody. Said you knew this was an inside job. And, you know, I had my doubts.
What was that, Friday night?
Yeah, and I had my doubts. And now you look at this stuff and it's just...
By the way, I'm not normally screaming in the coffee room, am I?
No. Normally you're looking for coffee. But
Well, Burmese cornered me and was arguing.
Well, he was saying the jury's still out in his mind, and you were telling him you know it's an inside job. Back to this lucky coincidence. Okay,
of course that was off record. I'm saying, oh, I'm open minded because I'm looking at the evidence.
Sure, yeah, and we're all looking at.
I want to believe this is not an inside job.
Exactly. I mean,
but it is.
And so, FlightAware and FlightWise are two web applications that people can go online and look at flight records of like small personal aircraft. And here it doesn't show the last date of his aircraft taking off and landing was Thursday, August 6, 2009. And we cross-reference that with his plane, which under here it says it gives you the name of the plane and then the owner, Joseph Stack. So we cross-reference that. I called the – oh, sorry, guys. I didn't – my bad. Here, I'll turn it this way.
No, you're showing folks a document cam. It's fine. Go ahead.
And so you look at that, and so the plane hasn't apparently been flown since August. You would think that would have been updated that day. It would be interesting to see what happens with that. I called the airport. Nobody answered. I left a message, and I'm going to call them back to see if they keep their own personal flight manifest there and see if there actually is a manifest. Now, there was talk in this KXAN piece that I was listening to because they played some of the audio of Joe's last words.
Actual FAA original recording. It's different.
Right. So there's a group out there that records the scanners and puts it up online.
Send that to Watson to add to his article.
Okay, I will. And we actually have – I put it together, and I played the KXAN piece and then what the scanners picked up, and then I slowed down what he says off the screen.
All right, We're going to come back, play that, and recap this, and then open the phones up. Folks, this is big. This is big. But it's despicable that we're looking into it. It's despicable, dude. Despicable.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like thestreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at getcramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Okay, we're back live. Rob Dew here in studio with us. A ton of other important news coming up in the next segment. Then attempted political suppression and intimidation of Kevin Booth's new film that I consulted on, that I also appear in. That's coming up next hour. Rob Dew. Okay, briefly, for those who just joined us, recapping, you have a company involved in the Global Hawk remote controlling of planes. You have the person that owns the hangar is tied in and works for Homeland Security at L3. You have people saying the emergency crews were all there on the spot. Turns out from all over Austin were masked, told to have a drill there that morning. You have the IRS people mainly out of the building and another building in the complex having a meeting. You have witnesses saying nobody was in the plane. Joe Stack's probably been fed to fish, ground up or fed to the hogs. You got his daughter saying it doesn't sound like his letter. The government's trying to start a revolution. It wants people to get violent. Continue.
Yeah, we'll go over all that. So back to over here, if you look at the document, Cam, we've got John Podolik.
You know, you don't have to have the document, Cam, because it makes you lean away from the mic. Just take the material and read it over here.
Well, they both co-own this hangar. And you look up who John Podolik is. And back in 2004, he was hired by Homeland Security to be part of their infrared countermeasure program manager for its Department of Homeland Security Counterman Pads, Man Portable Air Defense System Initiative. And so he comes from a long line of companies, including L3, which has all kind of Defense Department connections with Global Hawk satellite, the Global Hawk drones, and air-controlled systems, essentially. So there's a connection there that, it's a deep government connection. It's not, I don't know how it works, if you own
it's remote control aircraft expert.
Sure.
Owns the hangar, which may be a coincidence, but you add everything else in. It needs to be ferreted out, investigated. What about this audio clip we're about to play?
Okay, so the audio clip comes from KXAN News, and they played supposedly his last words, which were, thank you, over. And now, but actually, from the scan recordings, he says, "I'm definitely checking out." So you have that being manipulated. And we're going to play it. I have the KXAN version, then I have the other version from the scans, and then I play the other version from the scans slowed down, and then I play the KXAN version slowed down, so you can really hear what he's saying.
All right, let's start rolling it now. Here it is.
What's your direction of flight, sir?
Air traffic control recordings suggest there was nothing out of the ordinary.
Thanks for your help, Jacob. You too.
His final words.
Thanks for your help, Jacob. You too. 89 Delta, frequency change, cruise southbound. See you later.
Thanks for your help, Jacob.
You too. 89 Delta, frequency change, cruise southbound. See you later.
Thanks for your help, Jacob.
You too.
Thanks for your help, Jacob.
You too.
His
89 Delta, frequency change, cruise southbound. See you later.
Okay, so that's different versions of that. Now, also it's important, remember on 9/11, there were fake phone calls, and the FBI has now confirmed that the Solicitor General's wife did not call him, that the calls were not made, that the airphones weren't making calls, that the cell phones couldn't make calls at that height, and the phone records show it didn't happen. They could record Alex Jones off the radio or off the phone. They have a computer program 20 years ago. This is publicly available where you can record it, then type in what you want the voice to say, and then it will create the fake audio. And so this is very, very suspicious.
They have a very dumbed down program like that on Macintoshes where you can type in what you want it to say and it'll say it in a computer generated voice. And if you think the government doesn't have something, you know, 50 times more powerful than that, you're kidding.
No. I mean, they have a program that'll do that.
Oh yeah, totally. And it just gets weirder and weirder. Back to where the firefighters were. The firefighters were meeting for the first time ever at this empty parking lot across the highway from, you know, maybe 250 yards from where this plane hit. And it was also another coincidence.
And it was from all over Travis County, first time they'd done that.
Right. It was all over from Travis County. This is the first time they met at this location. And the first time
they brought real fire trucks.
Right.
Says they normally don't.
Right. Lake Travis brought out its fire engine. And typically they don't use fire engines in these exercises. But, you know, they say Lake Travis had just received new trucks and they wanted to show them.
That's trucks.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it says trucks, and then there it says truck, and then it says they have new trucks. So, very interesting there. And
multiple witnesses said they saw no pilot. Comes right over the highway, people are looking, there's nobody in the cockpit.
It was actually the same witness, too, that saw the fire trucks when they said, do you have anything else you want to add? She goes, well, I think it was amazing that the fire trucks were just right over there doing an exercise. She also mentions in another interview, she said she was close enough to see the plane. And she goes, but I didn't see the pilot. She said she was close enough to see inside the plane, but she did not see a pilot.
We need to get all that to Watson to add it and beef up this article. Joe Stack's intriguing connections with defense contractors, intelligence agencies. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. He's going to add all that information. Then we'll put a doppelganger up on Infowars.com. Anything else, Rob? Stay there. We'll come right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality.
at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay. Joe Stack attacks. None of the story adds up. It looks just like the underwear bomber. They may have just gotten rid of this poor guy. Multiple witnesses, video clips I've seen, said there was nobody in the cockpit. They could see inside the plane. People up inside apartment complexes looking down. And the family says it doesn't look like his letter. But the government says so, so it must be true.
Yeah, I'm going to quote his daughter from his first marriage, Samantha Dawn Bell. She said, and I quote, "It's not him. The letter itself sounds like it's coming from a different person." And so that's what she says about the letter. And it's buried in this article about the IRS worker who was killed in the crash. It's, you know, buried down at the bottom. And one other thing in this KXAN news broadcast, they were talking about, well, how could a small engine like that create such a big fire, or a small plane, you know, with 40 gallons of fuel, create such a big fire like that? And they said, well, he apparently removed seats and then there's a fuel drum missing. Well, I can tell you one thing. Those planes are very small. I actually talked to a pilot out at the press conference yesterday, and I said, you know, they were talking about how he might have taken this oil drum and put it on the plane. They said, you have to crawl on the wing, and then there's a little bitty door on the passenger side to get into this plane. He said, there's no way you could fit.
Look, the whole story stinks to high heaven. It came across at the perfect time to make the IRS look like victims. Geithner came into the press conference. Speaking of the devil, we have Aaron's video, don't we? Let's get Aaron Dykes in here now and shift gears to the press conference yesterday with Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, the little crook here in Austin. Great job, Rob, dude.
Thank you.
And we're going to continue to break this down in the article at PrisonPlanet.com. Joe Stack's intriguing connections with defense contractors, intelligence agencies. Before I go any further here today, I wanted to take just a moment out here with all of the listeners and remind folks that this radio show is funded by you, the people, the PrisonPlanet.tv members that watch the live show, the radio listeners that listen for free. We built the studio, the crew, the everything we do, the films we make, the news websites we run, that the mainstream media calls the most dangerous empire out there. That's what The Guardian calls it. It's a dangerous empire fighting the government. Well, we're not an empire, but we are fast, lean, sleek, and we are having a big effect on the New World Order. So I want to encourage everybody to visit the online video bookstore at Infowars.com and to not procrastinate and get Shadow Government, massively discounted out of the gates, our best-selling film right now of all the other books and titles we carry. Of course, Fall of the Republic's our bestseller, but of other people's titles, the bestseller, it's excellent. You can get great deals on this right now. You can get this $24.95 book, Jesse Ventura's New American Conspiracies, an excellent book on a whole bunch of criminal operations the government's running, a whole host of issues. It's normally $24.95, get it $19.95, and then get a free film of your choice, one of my films, free with this book for a limited time at Infowars.com. I've also told you for a limited time, we're now down to just a few sizes and in white of the Obama Joker shirts. When they're gone, they're gone. But if you can't find the size you want, free size of that limited edition T-shirt, we have a bunch of other of our best-selling T-shirts free when you order Fall of the Republic or Endgame or some of the other films at Infowars.com. So that is extremely important. Visit Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And then you get materials that'll wake people up in a big, big way. Let's bring Aaron Dykes in here. Again, it's not just that you support us. That's secondary, but key. The most important point to all of this is that it is reaching masses of people, that you're able to educate folks in mass with the films. So many times your callers call in, the majority of the time, and they say, I'm waking up my friends and family. I say, how did you do it? With your films. Or how did you wake up? Somebody gave me a copy of one of your films. Now I've given it to 50, 60, 100, 200 people. Some people out there like Freedom's Phoenix out in Arizona have now got over 50,000 copies of my film, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, in the last year. We're coming up on the year anniversary in March of 1 year of the Obama Deception. I mean, that's happening everywhere, and I salute you, I thank you, I appreciate you. Okay, give me a document cam shot on this, guys. This is the Austin American Statesman today. Front page. There is nothing in here about two questions that were asked. Aaron got into the press conference, He asked a question. The IRS commissioner gave him a "if looks could kill" stare. A guy with what, Austin Free Press is what it's called.
I believe so.
He asked some good questions, or one good question, and Geithner said, "I'll get to that later," and then basically cut the press conference short and left. He made a statement, made the media wait there for an hour and a half, past the time he was supposed to be there. This is in front of the building, right by the highway, and you're about to see video of this. Now, I sent three teams knowing they would discriminate against us in our First Amendment, and it is illegal. It's a civil rights violation. I don't have time to go sue them over this. Point is, we're going to expose them. You've seen footage from D.C., footage from Kansas City of myself, Aaron, and others. A half mile away from the Federal Reserve at a city park videotaping, they get in their cars, security guards with guns off their jurisdiction, drive down and say, "I'm going to arrest you if you don't leave." Okay, we've got footage coming up in England, all over the place. A British guy was out filming the Santa Claus parade outside his house. They come up, these women, cops, and say, "We're putting you in a terror database," and they arrested him. They're telling mainstream media, news cameras. They're arresting people with news cameras in England. They surveil you. They naked body scan you. They have the laptops in England and the U.S. and Australia watching the kids. That's now confirmed. I'm going to play that clip in a moment. So I promised to. I forgot to earlier for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers from Frontline. All of this is going on, and they just come up to Rob Jacobson and Jason Burmes and say, "Who are you with?" "We're with Infowars.com." "Get out of here. You're not allowed to be here. You're not on the approved list." There was no list. They just called the press conference. Kicked him out, made him get several hundred yards away, wouldn't even let him be on the side of the street off the property, and kept harassing him. But Aaron kept his mouth shut by himself. We also had Rob Dew and Jason Douglas there, and that's just a compilation of that footage. Rob Jacobson, Burmes, down the street, and then footage up close. Aaron, we're going to play this clip in a moment, but go ahead and break down what happened there.
Yeah, this was one of the most tightly controlled media events I've ever been a part of. I had to, am I coming through?
You're good. Go ahead. Start over.
It's one of the most tightly controlled media events I've ever been a part of or witnessed. I had to infiltrate just to uphold my free speech, basically, and ask a question of one of these gods who just can't be approached ever.
And who doesn't pay his taxes.
Oh, of course not. But there he is with the IRS commissioner. But yeah, they were not, they had literal, media gatekeepers who kept swinging these gates, and they would check off this phony list, which was really just all the ABC channels that you see on TV. It was all the regular network people. They had called them earlier. Treasury put out a memo saying no one who doesn't sign up by noon is allowed in. That's how they
kept it. And they put it out at 12:30.
Yeah. Yeah, the story didn't hit the wire till around noon or one. So there's virtually no chance for anyone to make it unless they got a call from their station, like all these ABC, you know, KI, whatever.
And they're not reporters. All they do is take a statement and then regurgitate it. They're repeaters.
Yeah, they're scripted.
They're parrots.
Yeah, they're phony TV anchors. They use fake voices. They don't report real news. They have talking points. It's known.
And it's like, "Have you talked to the families, the pain, the poor IRS?" That's all it was.
And that's what it is with all these reporters, but even amongst the 10 or so stations, they didn't even trust that. That's how controlled this event was. They selected two reporters that they knew they could rely on to have questions, and the guy screening with the list, we caught him on tape talking to them about, "We're going to go to you with the question."
How long is this video you put together?
It's 10 minutes total. It's got some clips at the beginning.
All right, I'm going to skip this break coming up. It's a network break. That's our break. Station shouldn't be playing over this. Okay, so we're going to skip the network break to play this, and then I'm going to come back to Aaron to comment on it. But for radio listeners who will get part of it from the audio, fill them in briefly on the video so that they get an idea of what we're playing world premiere here for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers.
Well, we have a few clips just for background of Geithner lying and fudgeting in front of Congress, refusing to tell them where the money went, just like Bernanke. But you see Jason Burmes and Rob Jacobson being told they're not allowed to express their freedom of speech and that their freedom of speech is somehow 100 yards down the road. The audio is a little bad because they had the press conference on the side of the major highway. But you have Geithner and you have the IRS Commissioner Shulman come out and make their phony statements about how they grieve for this dead IRS guy, which is a tragedy. But
what they're doing is they're proving more evidence of false flag. They're there sucking this up as victims.
grandstand.
The feds bombed Oklahoma City. That's confirmed.
Oh, yeah. And they've done almost every event. It's, you know, if this is a real event, it's one of the first that we've seen pushed through the media. And, you know, it's another big government solution, an IRS guy and a looting Treasury secretary.
What was the stare down like?
Oh, the stare down. Yeah, as soon as I blurted out, talk about the real number, the $23 trillion, the IRS commissioner stared at me like he wanted me dead. And I hope he's not the kind of guy to follow up on that.
Well, you're a true patriot in the spirit of 1776. Let's go to the video. Aaron, I didn't tell him to do this. I told him yesterday. I said, go home, do it later tomorrow. Aaron hasn't slept. Aaron is literally one of the best guys I've got. He's like a Clydesdale. He's just incredible stamina in the fight against the globalists because he doesn't like them. And that's the engine here is our wish for justice, our desire for honor to be restored. Let's go ahead and go to this video.
Will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars and who got the money?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No.
Do you think it's consistent with the spirit of that provision in the Constitution for a group like the FOMC to hand out $500 billion to foreigners without any action by this Congress?
Congress approved it in the Federal Reserve Act.
Some of the world's top central bankers are gathering in Sydney for 2 days of secret talks on the fragile global economy. Delegates from banks in Europe, Asia, and the U.S. will attend the meeting amid tight security.
I take a look at Section 1204 of the legislation you've proposed and can only describe it as TARP on steroids. When we passed the TARP bill, we limited the administration to $700 billion. Section 1204, unlimited. I have an amendment to this section saying it's limited to $1 trillion. Is the Treasury going to oppose that, or are they going to support it?
Congressman, it's important to make people understand.
I've asked you a simple question. I have very limited time. But would you support it or oppose it? And then let me move on to the next question.
I would not support proposals that would put this country in the position we were in 2007 and 8, where we did not have the ability to act to protect
the key thing then is that the executive branch have the power to commit not just $700 billion,
no,
but $1 trillion or more without having to have Congress be involved at the time of the crisis.
No, it would not be a fair description of our strategy.
Move into the grassy area right here. That's as close as we can get. What outlets are you with?
I'm with the Statesman.
Okay.
KLBJ.
KLBJ, okay.
InfoWars.
What? Which
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com?
Yep.
I don't see you on my list.
Well, we didn't pre-register.
Yeah, you would have had to pre-register. Who are you guys with?
We were sent the advisory. It didn't say
anything.
Yeah, yeah. GCN, InfoWars.com.
Yeah, he's with me.
Yeah, you would have had to register before noon.
I mean, is it going to be a big issue?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me check the advisory, because I talked to the press secretary.
What were your names again?
My name's Jason Burmis.
With InfoWars.
InfoWars.com?
Yeah, I don't have you on my list here. InfoWars.com. We're going to set up for the ones that I have registered on this list. You can set up on the grassy area, but I'm going to have to verify your outlet. And who are you with?
I'm with KLBJ 500, Robert 2.
Okay. Who are you with? Yes, we got you.
Thanks.
How are you? Good to see you. Yeah, gotcha.
Thank you. Jim, we're down here with KD. You need picture ID.
Are we going to be able to get in?
I don't have you on my list, guys.
We are American citizens, and we represent. We have the rights.
We didn't get sent here until afternoon.
This is a form of censorship.
We've been out for 2 hours.
Well, this is a form of censorship. We have the rights.
I don't want to fight with you. I just want to cover it.
Yeah, we have to cover it.
I'll have to leave you here for now and get back to you.
I mean, we have a bigger audience in the States, man.
Are we going to know these before the press conference?
We have a bigger audience.
Are you just saving us up?
Your censorship is going to be broadcast.
All right, Rob. Just come on.
I'll get back to you.
Everybody else is over there except for us, man.
Come on. I have registered media.
So are you telling me we're not going to get in now?
I'll get back to you.
Well, are you going to tell me before the actual press conference starts? They'll start at 3:30. It's like 3:25.
We'll try to do that.
Oh, come on, man.
All right, so we're clearing the street. Since you guys are not on his list, all right, what we're going to do is put you over into a public viewing area where the general public is allowed to gather. That's going to be over there where those cones are. Apparently, you are not on his list.
It's because we didn't hear about it until after 12 o'clock.
Okay,
we waited for 2 hours to get stonewalled. I mean, come on. We have an audience of millions of people.
I understand.
We have the right to cover this event.
I know, man.
I know you do. And we're not telling you don't have the right to cover the event.
By putting it over there, you're kind of angling over it.
What we're doing is we are making a general public viewing area. Since this is an invited thing, these people were invited to attend the press conference or whatever it is we want to call it.
Isn't this a public official that's attending it?
He's a public official, but it's a private event.
We're members of the public.
It's a private event, though. Public will be allowed over there. That's all I can tell you guys. I apologize. I'm not trying to push you around. Okay. I'm not trying to convince you. But that's the way it's going to be for everyone's safety, okay?
Okay.
I'm irate.
They were media. They were media, not just the public.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
I mean, here I am on two radio stations you can hear in Austin, 1330 and 590 AM. And I can't even send reporters. And they were letting anybody in their local blogs, you name it. It was Infowars.com. Only our two reporters were kicked out. And here he's showing video of how the two key reporters were vetted and chosen. Bring Aaron in here. That was key. Aaron, watching that, because I haven't even seen this yet. This is the first time I'm seeing it. Am I correct in saying they selected the reporters that would be allowed to ask questions?
That's absolutely correct. They were totally selected. No one was really allowed to ask questions.
I know you just got an article up on Infowars.com about this. Do you point that out?
Oh, yeah.
This is totally staged.
That shows.
What's the headline? Stage IRS press conference?
Essentially.
Here's Geithner. To mourn the loss of one of our colleagues, honor our colleagues who survived through the plane crash.
What a weasel.
Men and women of the IRS serve their country every day with pride, raising the money
weasel
it takes to fund our schools and our military and our national defense. I'm incredibly proud of them. I want to thank the first responders who came to the scene from Austin. I want to thank all the people from across the country who gave their well wishes to the agency.
The people who came? The first responders were already there.
Regard to this senseless act. And the people of the IRS are incredibly strong. They're going to continue to serve their country and the nation's taxpayers.
Continue to serve the bankers.
With dignity and respect.
And God,
the real cost of the bailout
was
$23 trillion.
Hold on, pause it. Pause it. Rewind it 20 seconds. I interrupted the key point. Now Aaron shouts out a real question, and look at what the IRS commissioner does. Aaron, you got a lot of courage. Let's go ahead and play that now. Here it is.
All the people from across the country who gave their well wishes to the agency in regard to this senseless act. And the people of the IRS are incredibly strong. They're going to continue to serve their country and the nation's taxpayers with dignity and respect.
The real cost of the bailout is $23
trillion. Hold on, just a second.
I just want to say, too, join the commission saying
did you hear him? The real cost is $23 trillion. Couldn't even get his question. Hold on. Good job, and I would have continued.
Our respect and support.
No, answer the question.
You want one that can see.
You spent an hour with the men and women who worked in that building.
Back it up again. I messed up the best part. That's my little bit of directing in this video. The commissioner looks at Aaron with pure hatred like daggers, and he cuts in a little short clip of They Live where I got one that can see. And that's literally what happened here. Go ahead and play it.
The real cost of the bailout is $23 trillion.
Hold on, just a second. I just want to say, too, join the commissioner in saying how proud we are of the men and women of the IRS working to serve their country. We came to show them our respect and support.
I've got one that can see.
We just spent an hour with the men and women who worked in that building, listening to them talk about their colleague who died, what a great leader, inspirational leader he was. We listened to the stories they told about evacuating this building in 3 minutes, all the lives they saved by working together to help their colleagues get out of there as quickly as possible. And we heard them talk about their great pride in working for the IRS and helping the country do what the country needs to do.
Look at that.
I was able to read to them a letter from the president, which the White House is putting out.
Now I gave you three questions.
Already, a letter of support. And
once you weren't allowed to ask questions, then people started realizing the bailout is a good question. They started asking it, and they kept ignoring it.
And then he just shut the press conference down.
Then the commissioner switched from staring just at me and started batting around. Who are all these people? How many are here? How many are infiltrators?
At this time of tragedy.
Sir, did you meet with the Hunter family?
We did. We both met with
We need to post this video, the live show on the Jones Channel on YouTube, man, at PrisonPlanet.tv, because this is one that has commentary. Go ahead. It's like on a DVD where it has commentary. Here we go.
It's a little like that, yeah.
And just a terrible tragic thing for her and her family and friends.
Sir, the real cost of the bailout is $23 trillion.
You look at this building.
We're looking at the scripted reporters out here. Not looking at anyone else.
And somebody else asked about $23 trillion.
Everyone has different emotions about this.
And look at all the goons, the Secret Service, there to intimidate the public so these bankers can rob everything. This is a criminal government. Those are criminals you're looking at.
They serve this country every day.
Everybody's scared. Oh, no, he'll audit me. Yeah, and then I'll personally sue him
and
for political intimidation. That happened under Nixon. It's crucial to be brought to justice.
Respect for every American.
Yeah, yeah, you have dignity and respect for every American. You slime bag. You take widows' houses.
Investigation. So I'm not going to comment on anything.
Yeah, you're going to investigate the inside job.
What is
$23 trillion? Look, $23 trillion. Everybody's asking, and they end it. They run off. We messed up their little fake press conference. Now again,
software to prepare 2000.
Back it up a little. This is huge. This is huge news. I didn't know that this was all on here, Aaron.
It was totally scripted. They
picked two reporters, headline, Geithner stages press conference in Austin.
They totally scripted.
That is big news. I mean, when Cheney was staging town halls, it was big news. I mean, this is how the news works. Staged.
It was staged beginning to end just for those sound bites so they could play them on the news. And that's all the event was. It was a total photo op.
But it was scheduled for 20 minutes, though, what they went about 5. That shows that they aborted. You know, Geithner just turns away and the other guy turns. And everybody looks surprised. Boom, we're getting $23 trillion questions. Boom. Congress, though, when they haul that criminal in, go, why don't you pay your taxes if they're supposedly so good? Where's the $23 trillion? And he says, I will not tell you. And he's under criminal investigation for where that money went.
But to them, when they see the public, it's just like looking at a piece of scum. I mean, they won't even address Congress.
I've got one that can see.
I mean, they just laugh in Congress's face. I've seen all the videos. I know you have, too. It doesn't matter what they ask.
Well, this is huge news. I hope everybody gets it from Infowars.com. What's the headline on the article? Let's punch it up from Infowars.com. Let's go to there for PrisonPlanet.tv and radio listeners. Let's punch it up on screen so I'm giving the actual headline of Aaron Dykes' excellent article here that he... Again, hasn't slept in more than 24 hours bring in this. I don't know. What you probably got up about 8 yesterday morning, so it's more than 24.
I just stayed up. I can't let Geithner run with the news. I knew it was so controlled, it made me angry. And Burmese, who never gets mad when they harass people, he was angry, too. Everyone was angry about all the control.
Burmese was mad.
I just can't take it.
Burmese put the big boy pants on. Burmese did a great job. So did everybody. Controlled Geithner press conference shuts out InfoWars, censors real questions. I would change control to stage. Tell Paul yourself, I am the editor here. Excellent article, great video, but will you please add staged or rigged?
It was a staged press conference.
Well, let's call the InfoWars staged and on Prison Planet rigged. That way sometimes Google will censor, but if we have two different doppelganger headlines, it gets through their system. Oh, a little inside secret. Anyways, let's go ahead and get that out, ladies and gentlemen. You have done well.
All right, thank you.
Do what must be done, Lord Dykes. All right, man, that is awesome. We're going to expose that weasel. If the hair lips the admiral, ladies and gentlemen, if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. Look at Snake. We're out of here. Back that up to right at the point where they start going, 23 trillion, 23 trillion, where's the money? That's a good question. Where's the cash? Why do we get to ask questions? Why is it staged? Let's get out of here. It's like the villain at an end of a movie as their base is blowing up. They jump in their escape pod and say, we're out of here. I'll get you next time. It's like Megatron in the silly 1980s Transformers show every time. Let's flee, Starscream. Or that's actually a Starscream voice. Megatron, let's get out of here. Oh, no. You notice the voice of Starscream is the voice of Cobra Commander. So see, I can do both of them. Yeah, the same person does the voices for both. Megatron, we're being defeated. Cobra. Fourth hour straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Resistance is victory. We are the resistance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final hour. You know, we sell American Drug War One, American Drug War Two, How We Won the West. They're excellent films. I consulted on both. I'm a big part of How We Won the West, Part Two, American Drug War. But, you know, it exposes government drug dealing, everything that's happening, how they're attacking states' rights, how they're blocking medical marijuana. And I'm not a pot smoker. I don't particularly like it. I have smoked it before in high school and college sometimes. You know, girlfriend's like, come on, before we go in the movie. And I'm like, God, I wish I hadn't smoked that. But the point is, it's a freedom issue. And I have another article here from Slate. The Chemist War. More than 10,000 Americans were poisoned by the government who would secretly spike illegal alcohol with deadly poison. And the government brags they spray Paraquat on marijuana. This is the drug war. The bigger it gets, the more drugs are on the streets. The big banks that the Federal Reserve controls launder the money. I'm done with it. That's coming up. Because after Kevin Booth premiered this film in L.A., they raided most of the people that were at the meeting who were legal, lawful marijuana dispensaries. This is Obama's change. So this is a suppressed film. They do not want you to have How Weed Won the West available at InfoWars.com, discounted out of the gates. Now, I played the audio of this at the start of the show, but I want to put the video here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers as well. This is in an article that was written by Steve Watson about how the controversy over naked body scanners explodes. There's criminal investigations by the FBI. The federal government paid for these laptops nationwide to go out. The schools access them, watch the kids at school, out of school. And we found a Frontline piece from a year ago where they show them watching people, the children, in live time and laughing about it. No comment about Big Brother, no nothing. They're just teaching the new generation to fully accept this. Now, remember, Google and others announced 4 years ago they're using your computer to watch you and listen to you. They use computers for keywords to do it. This is public. This is public. So let's go ahead and play this video. Go ahead.
So I click and there's an observe button.
and it brings up their screen.
The school's assistant principal spends part of each day remotely monitoring what the kids are doing on their laptops.
We have a photo booth.
He can see them, but they can't see him.
These kids are goofing off, taking pictures of themselves in class.
So wait, do all the kids have the cameras on?
Sixth and seventh grade have cameras. A lot of kids are just on it to check their hair, do their makeup. They just use it like it's a mirror. I always like to mess with them and take a picture. Nine times out of ten, they duck out of the way. And then they shut down and they get right back to work. So I can see he's got a few things going on here. He's got the photo booth program open. He's got his social studies project open, school email open. You know, I think the kids know what is expected of them, but they also want to do all their other things. That's what I see a lot of, is the multitasking. But I was doing my work too.
Most of the adults at the school actually seemed pretty sanguine about the kids being so easily distracted.
You learn something new every day.
I think that.
So they're all relaxed. They're only concerned that the kids may screw around on their computers, not that they're watching the kids. And then to mess with them, he takes a picture of them, and they see it flash on the screen to let them know they're being watched, and the little girl gets out of the way. Now, here they're just rolling it out, but it's come out in Philadelphia and other cities. The kids go home, and the school admits they turn it on and watch them at home. After all, it's the government's computer. We gave it to you free. Taxpayers didn't pay for that. The kids now think it's normal to have their computer watching them, and all new computers have the built-in on the screen, at the top of the screen. School cams cases explode as feds initiate probe. School spy cam case explodes as feds initiate probe. Got a bunch of videos, article. Get this out to everyone you know who's in denial about this. Adults, iPhone users, people using any cell phones with cameras. You can't even take the batteries off most of the new cell phones. You're being watched. You're being controlled. Why do we then still have a free iPhone app? We go into the Matrix to wake people up out of the Matrix. We're coming through your iPhone right now to tens of thousands of iPhone listeners with a free app warning you about it through the devilish device. That's grabbing victory from the jaws of defeat.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
It was the summer of 2009. People were losing their jobs and the value of our homes were dwindling before our very eyes. In California, state workers were being given IOUs in lieu of paychecks. And yet, through all the hellishness, one fledgling industry was not only surviving, it was booming.
A lot of people think it's strange that marijuana, which has had this shadow over for so long, is now being sold at storefronts in California.
What's happened is, as many people in the culture have used marijuana, they found out that Reefer Madness and other such propaganda films were just that, propaganda.
Cannabis, even very potent cannabis, is a remarkably safe medicine. We don't hear the horror stories with medical cannabis that we do with prescription drugs.
More patients are going to realize that they have a viable medication, and the rest of the states are going to slowly turn this way.
Even though California and other states have legalized marijuana, we've seen a massive increase in smash and grab raids.
Now there is continued outrage today following a DEA raid on a medicinal marijuana clinic.
Several law enforcement agencies raided the dispensaries in Culver City and West Los Angeles.
There used to be a dispensary called Organica here, and as you can see behind me, the place just really only a shell right now.
Sorry guys, we're closed right now.
We know this is all about you making something that's naturally occurring illegal so you can create artificial scarcity and jack up the prices.
Obama doesn't have that much power as we're seeing now.
I inhaled frequently.
The drug dealing banks own and control many of the private prisons that hapless drug users are incarcerated in.
There's an inflection point that when we get over 3.2% of the population incarcerated, it actually increases crime.
This is risky, but I don't see any other strategy. I'm going to go down for it then. I'm sick of what they're doing to people. This is wrong.
But the big kahuna is international control. Codex Alimentarius is a global compact being agreed to by the United Nations, the Fortune 500, and governments on a planetary scale. They want to criminalize over-the-counter sale of vitamin C, fish oil, colloidal silver, aloe vera. They want to make these controlled substances. That's why they're fighting to keep marijuana illegal.
Prohibition drives the price up on everything.
Now, Weed Won the West is an indictment of the phony drug war and exposes how the government and big banks are bringing in the majority of hard narcotics and how they want to keep marijuana illegal as a pretext to pack the prisons with nonviolent offenders. In this film, you'll see drug dealers who don't want the government to decriminalize.
I'm not in favor of no dispensaries. I want everybody to come to me.
You want to bring down the New World Order, expose the phony drug war, end marijuana prohibition, decriminalize it. How Weed Won the West is awesome. I consulted on it. I'm in it. You can pre-order How Weed Won the West today, and it ships out from my offices on February 15th, 2010 at Infowars.com. We're discounting it out of the gates, ladies and gentlemen, and you can get American Drug War half price or Fall of the Republic half price when you order at Infowars.com. How Weed Won the West. It's powerful. It will absolutely expose the fraud that is the drug war.
Because we were taught all throughout history to fight for that right. We're Americans. That's what we're supposed to do.
Now, I want to be clear. Alcohol is abused. Marijuana is abused. Prozac's bad, period. Ritalin. But the government pushes all those other drugs. Everybody knows that during Prohibition, the mafia more than quadrupled in size. The police got more corrupted. Alcohol prices went way up. Alcohol use tripled. These are all official government numbers. And the mafia didn't have alcohol to be illegal anymore. So they made marijuana and cocaine and heroin that you could buy at any local drugstore. And people knew that losers used that stuff. Now, marijuana is literally a wonder plant when it comes to glaucoma and cancer. And I mean, it's ridiculous. But the point is, they need to continue the drug war. And now they want to make it vitamins. Canada's already announcing they're going to arrest people that sell over-the-counter vitamins in Canada. That was in the Toronto Star 2 weeks ago. This is really going on. This is Codex Alimentarius. The globalists know this creates crime. It empowers criminal groups at the highest and lowest levels. That's why I'm for decriminalization. But the film is about states' rights, government drug dealing, everything. Now, I really wasn't going to talk about this film much more. You know, we sell it. I'm in it. It's on the website. It's excellent. But this is what happened. I had, of course, Tommy Chong on the show of Cheech and Chong, top comedian, one of the top comedians in the country, on the show to talk about AKA Tommy Chong. And the film was getting no attention. They weren't even selling very many copies of it. They printed a few thousand. I had him on, and the feds raided the private separate filmmakers and stole the copies, and later it got dropped in court. That made the film go mega huge. It went on what Showtime and then HBO and sold hundreds of thousands of copies. That's how stupid they are, because the film exposes how they got people hired inside Tommy Chong's business that sold pipes for tobacco, marijuana, whatever, his right. His son selling it. They tried for 4 years, hundreds of times, was it 400 plus times, to put orders into this one county where marijuana pipes are illegal in the U.S. And finally, they got one of their people to mail it out. They put Tommy Chong in jail for several years as a big stunt. Now, Kevin Booth's going to break this down. We're going to go to some of the victims of this. Kevin Booth had a big showing at a dispensary in their back parking lot. Hundreds of people were there. The feds were there marking down names. They raided a bunch of dispensaries that night, the next day, and told them because of the film. They are scared of this documentary. And again, even if you don't believe in decriminalization and you think the drug war is great, and the government shipping it in is wonderful, don't you believe in the First Amendment? You just saw Geithner not letting people in a press conference on the side of the highway in America. They want this film shut down. Now, the good news is a lot of the DVDs have already shipped out, and I don't know if they're stupid enough to try to raid Kevin, the filmmaker. But this has gone to distributors all over. The point is, this was a major attack. Kevin Booth, director, maker of the award-winning, aired on Showtime, you name it. One of their top-rated show, by the way, I saw that in the news. Their number one show, number one on demand as well for more than a year, was American Drug War. This film is much more hardcore, and that's why they're so scared. His film barely gets into government drug dealing. It's just how the drug war hurts everybody. This one does. And, Kevin, I'm a little concerned about this. Break down what happened that night and in the aftermath.
Well, basically, I mean, the screening went quite well. I mean, Craig is also on the line who can testify to some of this.
Yes, Craig Rubin, and we're going to tell folks about him in just a moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's more familiar with some of the locals and the narcs in the area. But, you know, the owner, Jeff Joseph, who has been busted over and over again. And if everybody remembers a famous picture that circulated on the internet over a year ago about Blackwater raiding a marijuana dispensary, that was him. That's what happened to him.
And let's be clear. These are legal under state law. It's like a Target store. It's right there, and the feds keep coming in and raiding. And now under Obama, it's getting even worse.
Exactly. And what happened was just a few days after the screening, they came and arrested him and just took him away. Now, they've been arresting or they've been raiding other dispensaries, but this is the only two people to ever get arrested and do jail time are Craig and Jeff, who are in the film. And they're literally throwing the book at Jeff. I just spoke to his sister this morning. It was in all the newspapers that he was under $350,000 bail. It's now been raised to $520,000 bail.
Yeah, I should add, Jeff Joseph was going to be on today, but they've arrested him.
Exactly, yeah. He's sitting in the Twin Tower in downtown L.A. It's probably one of the most hellish places on earth. He has 24 felonies against them, including money laundering and just a whole list of just crazy things that had nothing to do with them, like being charged because they're saying that somebody was passing out flyers promoting the dispensary, and one of these flyers made it to some kid at some school. And so basically in court yesterday...
Oh, it's for the children. Oh.
The prosecutor, yeah, just kept bringing up this one thing about how this one child...
Well, I would bring out how they push Prozac and Ritalin in that school.
No, exactly. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Okay, well, we're about to go to break. Let's go to Craig Rubin. And Craig, briefly, you have a long bio. Tell us a little bit about yourself and break down what's happening here.
Well, I was at the screening the other night, and some of the agents that were there actually left sweating because we were there. But, you know, I've been involved with medical marijuana. I played the owner of the medical marijuana club on the show Weeds, and we really portrayed it in kind of a negative way. And my wife and I are Bible believers. We have seven kids, so we opened a medical marijuana club at the church, trying to reach people who use medical marijuana with the word. And I was sentenced to 4 years and 8 months in prison. And now I was arrested. And then I got permission from the judge to do it again and the probation department. And then I was arrested again on October 22nd of 2009. I go to trial starting on this Thursday, the 25th of February, and I'm facing 12 years now for selling 1 gram of pot to a officer who came in as a qualified patient with a doctor's note and a valid California ID.
Which is state law. I mean, let's be clear. You're following the law.
And I have a permit to sell medical marijuana from the city. I have permission from a judge, from the probation
department. This is just like Austin with the ATF shutting down the gun show with no law.
Right. Well, and they're going after, I've known Jeff for 20 years. He's been, like me, someone who's been interested in hemp. We both had stores where we sold hemp clothes before medical marijuana became.
Which has no THC in it.
Yeah, had none of it. But we didn't get in trouble for that. But we've been activists. And so we've been people who speak out. And what's going on is the government is taking over this industry. Lots of medical marijuana clubs are run by police officers or government agents. And that guy from Blackwater is actually a DEA agent. He would just happen to be wearing a Blackwater shirt during that raid. But he was a DEA agent, and we got his name when he raided my temple back in 2006.
Well, this is incredible. I mean, it's like Seattle. Something like half the bars are owned by cops. They go sell each other drugs in the bathroom of nice bars and restaurants, and then they own and run it. I mean, just total parasites. Now, outside the law, coming in federally and at the state, prosecuting you guys, and they don't want this film seen, folks. They went crazy.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks, and sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like thestreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at getcramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if it can read, it can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the morning you go gunning for the man who stole your water.
We're talking to Craig Rubin and Kevin Booth, joining us from Los Angeles. Let's go back to that night. I mean, Kevin, you were telling me they raided a bunch of the dispensaries that attended. These are legal under state law. The state's coming in and saying, okay, there, you know, there's 500 or so of these in the city of 10 million people. Now we're going to allow you to have 150, and it'll all be certified groups. And it's openly detectives and cops and retired FBI agents. I mean, I guess they were the drug dealers before. And so, okay, if they're going to legalize it, only we can run it. I mean, this is mafia government. There's so many issues here, Craig Rubin and Kevin Booth.
Well, I mean, it's working on so many levels. By the way, it's 1,000 dispensaries. And now they're saying what they're going to bring it down to 70. So, well, who gets to decide which of those, you know, in other words.
Okay, so the numbers have changed because the news said in L.A. Times it was like 500 dispensaries. They want to cut it down to 150. It's even worse than that?
There's 1,000 in the city of L.A., 1,400 in L.A. County.
Wow.
And they're trying to cut it down to only 70. And this is when we have a vacancy rate in our commercial properties of over 15%.
I mean, they're complaining that, oh, these places are everywhere, and yet every one of these places has a well-lit parking lot. They have security guards out front, and these are some of the only income in some of these bad neighborhoods. And what they're doing is they're putting down these ridiculous zoning things, saying, like, oh, if you're, 1,000 feet from a school or 1,000 feet from a neighborhood, by which...
I think they've lowered that to 500 feet from a residential area. But every one of them practically is near 500 feet of a residential area. We're in a city.
Yeah, I mean, if you're familiar with L.A., every single commercial building is within 500 feet of a residential structure. So it's impossible. It's a joke. And so basically the people of California, the people of L.A., everybody has voted on what they want, and yet they keep doing this. And what's interesting right now as how it kind of keeps shifting back and forth from the feds to the locals to whatever. And so it's the DA that's bringing these charges on Jeff right now. And, you know, I mean, he's sitting in jail now until March 4th in his next hearing. I mean, he could be going away for some serious time.
And I spent 7 days in that county jail, and it is torture. You think we treat our prisoners in Iraq poorly. I didn't eat for 7 days. I lost a lot of weight. I didn't even go to the bathroom for 7 days. It was so disgusting. Thank God I speak fluent Spanish. And, you know, but I was really, and I'm sure Jeff is, one of the only middle-aged white guys in there. It's pretty much all black and brown people, and it's really disgusting. Ron Paul is right. The CIA has committed a coup in our country, and they're really evildoers, and they're the real drug dealers.
By the way, cue that Ron Paul. We actually have the original. Great guy sent it to us. At a Campaign for Liberty, saying the government ships in the drugs. They've been caught literally thousands of times, not hundreds, thousands. And we've had a coup over our nation. But the, one of the most important thing you just said, Craig, because I've seen this in other areas, I've seen dry counties in Texas where only the retired cop who pays his friends off is allowed to run a bar where it's a club. Anybody else gets shut down. I guess it's the same thing here. You're saying police own their own dispensaries, and of course those don't get touched.
Yeah, but I'm not sure they're like retired police. I think they're doing operations to catch the vendors when people come in to sell medical marijuana, and they also find out who's using medical marijuana. And the police run medical marijuana clubs, sell the absolute cheapest pot around, and it's usually a little dried out, as if they're stealing it from people like Jeff and myself and then reselling it.
I was about to say, it's also on the news that the police go and grab money and drugs and don't even file it now. They just openly keep it. I mean, we're as bad as Mexico.
Well, that happened in my first situation. Brett Bogue, who is also in the movie, came into my temple, and I wrote him a check, and he actually, I have him on video arriving with the police. That's why, I mean, I think this movie, they do want you to watch it. It's partly financed by, I believe, the CIA, and Kevin can talk about that. But these guys are actually selling the pot. I wrote them a check for the pot. They gave me the pot, and then they came and seized the pot, and they kept the money from the cash check, and I still owed them money, and I still owed money to a couple other vendors that I'd done my best to pay off. But Brett and his brother never, ever asked me for the money that we owed them, the balance, because it wasn't their money to begin with. It was the government money.
I'm not there in L.A. I don't even know who these people are that you're talking about.
The guy in the movie. He's got like a whole commercial in the middle of the movie where it builds his credibility as I've won the cannabis cup and won this, and he works for the government, and he's one of the guys creating the genetics. You know, he's created the genetics for Grape Ape, Kaya Kush, Bubba Kush, Sour Grape.
Wait a minute. How do you know he works for the government?
Because I have it on video when I got arrested in the first case. I've known this guy for years and years and years. Kevin can tell you all about him.
Amazing. Well, let's continue to talk about the film, ladies and gentlemen, which it's just incredible information. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. It sounds like stuff is just crazy there in Los Angeles.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality
at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Issue of this campaign, if the mass media would get a hold of it and do something about it, but they're covering it up. And that is the, you were talking about the government involvement in drugs. There have been government investigations, there have been private investigations, and we've interviewed a lot of people, ex-CIA people, who have talked about the CIA involvement in drug operations for many decades. It's public knowledge, though once again the media are not saying anything about it, that Oliver North and his people involved with the Contras have been running drug operations, cocaine primarily, bringing it back into the United States. And there are other investigations which show that George Bush's office, Donald Gregg particularly, and the people he was working with, have been supervising an enormous drug operation, which once again was sending illegal arms or down to the Contras and elsewhere and bringing cocaine and other types of drugs back into the United States. But neither the Democrats aren't talking about this. Now, are the Libertarians talking about this, and did they put this into the framework of the drug law situation that you're talking about?
We talk about a whole lot. Of course, we always have the trouble of getting the attention that we think it deserves. There have been a few Democrats that have talked about it. Senator Kerry's office has done some work.
He's done a lot of the investigation.
Right, and I think he's on to something, and I think we've gotten some other information, too, of course, that George or the CIA has given Noriega over the years $200,000 a year.
Oh, yes.
And they kept feeding him money, even when Bush was the head of the CIA. I think George Bush is deep into it, well over his head. Somebody asked me once if I thought George Bush knew about as much what's going on as Ronald Reagan. I think George Bush knew a lot more about what was happening in the CIA, because I think Reagan was probably more removed from it just by his own personnel.
That's Ron Paul back in the 1980s in Austin, Texas, with Alternative Views. When I got to Austin in the early 90s, I would watch the show and learn quite a bit. That show was very formative. I didn't know till later Tommy Pallotta in the early 90s, no, even before that, because he was in Slacker in the early 90s with Rick Linkletter, I guess right around that time. I haven't talked to Tommy yet, but I believe he was involved in that very interview and production. So I remember him talking about meeting Ron Paul in conjunction with that show. But let's go ahead now. And we're queuing up another clip, the one I actually wanted, but that was a good clip, too, of what happened just about a month ago with Ron Paul at a Campaign for Liberty. This is why I love Ron Paul. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, exposing the CIA coup over America. You decriminalize drugs. It is a major blow. This is how they get into our lives with their informants, their police state. Here it is.
I mean, but they're almost like they lived in a different world. The military is down, the morale is down, the money is in there. They're going looking for a couple more wars to fight.
Yeah.
It makes no sense whatsoever. But no, we don't have to worry. It's not the military anymore, because there's been a coup. Have you heard? It's the CIA coup. The CIA runs everything. They run the military. They're the ones who are over there lobbing missiles and bombs on these countries. It's not even the military that does it. The CIA runs this. And, of course, the CIA is every bit as secret as the Federal Reserve. And yet, Think of the harm that they have done since they were established, since World War II. They are a government unto themselves. They're in businesses. They're in drug businesses. And they take on dictators.
We need to take out the CIA. Ron Paul, campaign for liberty about a month ago. Now here's the issue. I don't use drugs except for caffeine and tobacco occasionally. And I've even pretty much quit drinking. The point is that I know that they're even keeping it from cancer patients and glaucoma patients and the hundreds of other medical uses. I know that, as our guest was just saying, I don't know about the particular cases, but that you have all these dispensaries, some government runs, some government ops behind it. I mean, it's a mess. When the state legalized legal dispensaries, if a medical doctor says you can use this. And the reason the UN and Codex Alimentarius, and that's what I consulted on in the film when Kevin came to interview me, is about the fact that they want to have aloe vera. They've had a raid on aloe vera plantation saying it's evil. A fish oil. They want to make you, in fact, pull up that Toronto Star about government puts out new rules for pharmacies about over-the-counter vitamins and minerals, saying it's outlawed. You know, not even a law. They just say it. That's why this is so serious. This gives the government the excuse to have informants and secret police and all of this. And now the government wants to control the dispensaries and cut it down from thousands, they're saying, to only 70 or whatever it is in Los Angeles so they control it. If they can't keep it illegal so they can control it and get higher prices, they'll restrict the number of stores to keep the prices high. I mean, this is really a monopoly being set up, isn't it, Craig Rubin? What do you think about what Obama's done? Looks to me like he's gone back on his promises.
Obama has gone back on his promises. And one of my volunteers, Richard Castaldo, was a victim from Columbine. He's in a wheelchair. And he testified in front of the L.A. City Council that when he first came to L.A., he was paying $85 for 3.5 grams of marijuana, and he was finally getting it down to $40, for an eighth. Now he's getting it down to $40 an eighth because there's such a proliferation of clubs. And I believe marijuana is really the key to defeating the New World Order because it's really all about globalization and having being forced to get your resources.
And it takes
the
profit the out of it. It takes the profit out of it, which cuts out the CIA.
But by having pot illegal, we can't grow industrial hemp. Henry Ford built a car out of hemp that ran on hemp fuel. The body, like the Corvette, was a fiberglass and hemp body that it was 10 times stronger than steel. We don't need to go all around the world to get our resources. We can grow food locally, make our clothes locally, our medicines, and marijuana is really the key to defeating the New World Order.
Kevin, again, it's important for people to see how weed won the West. I think the most important sections of the government drug dealing in the film. Tell folks more about, you spent years making how weed won the West.
Yeah, this has been a long labor of love and something where I had to just do more than infiltrate the society. I had to kind of, merge in with these people. It's just been, a long labor of love. And one of the things I wanted to talk about is, I go through and when you've been posting video clips on YouTube and stuff, it's like, only one out of every couple hundred, responses is negative. And I keep seeing this one same negative response towards you being a part of this film, Alex. And that is people saying, I can't believe Alex is falling for this. The New World Order wants everybody to be stoned. Go ahead and be a big stoner and lose your freedoms, et cetera, et cetera. Those are the people that I'd like to address. And by saying that, it's all just a matter of what works best for you. And the fact that we're allowing the government to outlaw a plant is the very basic.
But, Kevin, it's more serious than that. When they outlawed alcohol, the amount of alcohol getting drunk tripled at least, and it corrupted all the police and empowered the mafia. The point is, if they made alcohol illegal, you'd have people robbing, stealing, and killing to get it and get the money to get it. I don't like alcohol, and it's obvious it kills hundreds of thousands a year. Marijuana doesn't. That's my whole point, is this is hypocritical. The government produced films like Reefer Madness saying you murder people when you smoke it. Maybe you sit there and eat a half gallon of Dutch ice cream. Sure, some people are lazy to begin with. Marijuana will make them lazy. Some people aren't. That's not even my issue. My issue is the government is shipping in the hard drugs. I'm sick of it all. You take away their profit by decriminalizing.
No, and what's amazing,
Alex,
too, is
I've been involved with this since I'm a kid. I've been involved with the hemp movement since I was 12 years old. I used to go down to the beach with the on the bus and work at the hemp booth. And what's going on is the CIA and government are taking over the marijuana industry, and they're trying to get the genetics so they can sell them to a Monsanto or a Philip Morris or one of these big corporations. And that's where I see the real key of how the New World Order is trying to infiltrate their way into the marijuana
industry.
By the
way, let's talk about that, because earlier stuff, I don't know what you're talking about, because I just consulted from afar and was interviewed for it. But I do know, and some of this is covered in the film, that big tobacco companies are buying up the key marijuana growing areas, and they are, it looks like, getting ready to come out with the super weed that is really, really strong and then knocking everybody else out. So they know, since most Americans have smoked pot and know it's a joke to have it illegal, they're, that I know, are coming in and trying to dominate the key varieties. So, okay, if we can't have it illegal, we'll just have it as a cartel.
I believe that's what's going on, and they were involved in the Amsterdam growing, and what they're specifically, the government's role is to develop the genetics to then hand over using taxpayers' money, and then they hand over those genetics eventually either to themselves as they retire or to large corporations and then get their big retirement for having dealt drugs for the government for years. That's my opinion.
Kevin, you researched that for the film. What do you think of what he just said?
You know, there's a lot of different conspiracy theories going on there. It's hard to know what all's true and what's not true. I mean, another big theory is that the government is also engaged in trying to put things into the genetics of marijuana seeds to make it so they'll stop being able to breed. I mean, you've obviously heard of that, Craig, right?
Well, that's a terminator seed that they're trying to do with any plant, so that you'd have to go back every single season to the seed provider to get your genetics to be able to farm any product. But
you know, I mean,
I don't think about
marijuana, and a lot of people that don't understand, I mean, a lot of people make fun of the term medical marijuana. And all I know is that when I was younger, you know, and I tried smoking marijuana, it was the cheap, you know, what we call Mexican dirt weed with all the sticks and seeds in it. When you smoke that stuff, it makes you feel stupid and lazy and groggy. When you try some of this medical marijuana, some of this stuff, it's so clean, it doesn't even really make you get high. And it just has the medicinal benefits.
Well, that's right. And to be clear, I haven't started smoking marijuana because of this. But when Joe Rogan was in town, he invited me out to dinner to buy me dinner. And, well, I mean, I don't care, folks. I drink a beer here and there, and I hadn't smoked pot probably in 15, 20 years, who knows, I guess it was in high school 18 years ago, college 17, so maybe 17 years, and he said, smoke this, and I smoked one hit of it, and was literally, I mean, I was like, what is this, because I had more energy, I was more awake, and then he explained to me that there's marijuana varieties that wake you up, and everyone's always known this, and the main crud stuff out of Mexico is what makes you tired and lazy and have the munchies. And so the government's known this all along, and 80 years ago got really scared of this. And so I guess a few months ago, I mean, I smoked one hit of marijuana, and it was totally different from the stuff I'd smoked a few times in college and high school that made me feel groggy and stupid. And so, again, I did it as an experiment, and it was very interesting. Go ahead.
No, and that's exactly what the government doesn't want you to try, because also you can grow that stuff yourself. You don't need to get it from Mexico. You don't need to get it off the black market. You don't even have to buy it from a dispensary if you don't want. And that's really what this all comes down to.
I mean, well, all the studies show that type of marijuana literally does work with depression. I mean, Prozac on the insert makes you kill yourself and get more depressed, and is a deadly chemical that rots your brain and your liver, on record.
Something that's interesting about being in and around all these, like, large marijuana events. This weekend, they just had the HempCon at the L.A. Convention Center. There's hundreds of thousands of people here. It's like the most mellow, even keel group. Everybody is so friendly and focused, and it's just so different than any other kind of like drug culture or alcohol culture. I mean, go to and I'm not putting down Oktoberfest. I mean, we've got a place in Fredericksburg. I love, you know, but, you know, these kind of things, like, say, Oktoberfest, where everybody gets just bombed, and you've got fist fights breaking out. People are upset, getting in fights with their wives, et cetera, et cetera. And then you go to one of these big new marijuana rallies, and it's just this really kind of even keel, friendly atmosphere. It's just really hard to describe.
Well, I literally
get you that for 1 second, guys.
Yeah.
I think that part of the problem with the United States is, and the reason that the liberty movement is growing so rapidly, is that there's this big spiritual deficiency. And one of the reasons people come to marijuana, the marijuana culture, or medical marijuana, is because they feel a part of something bigger than themselves, and they feel a part of that 420 culture. And, you know, I personally believe in the Bible, but I believe that marijuana is something that makes people feel part of a community and helps fill that need, and that when they're using it and they don't seem sick, but they're using it for medical reasons, that it's really a spiritual deficiency that people are suffering
from. All right. Listen, I'm out of time. I'm out of time, guys. I'm going to cover another key issue, but we'll talk to you again soon. How Weed the One in the West, really part two of American Drug War, available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Investigate it for yourself. I think overall, whatever type of marijuana is being smoked by the general public, it does hurt some people, but the medical uses are certainly good and proven, and that's what we investigate in this film and government drug dealing. Kevin and Craig Rubin, I want to thank you both for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. I got a job. Go ahead, Kevin.
Anybody out there who doesn't think it should be legalized is that whether it's legal or not, you're not stopping anybody from trying it, okay? Marijuana has been and will always be available.
By making it taboo, all the studies show it becomes avant-garde and trendy, and more people use it. Okay,
it's really something for our economy as well.
Guys, I got to jump. Thank you. I appreciate you both coming on with us. Okay, separately, I want to talk about Deborah Medina here at the end of the show. We're going to skip this final break. Okay, this is a network break. We're skipping it. They came up to me during the first hour of the show and gave me this Examiner article. Deborah Medina agrees that 9/11 truthers' beliefs are despicable. And I'm familiar with the writer, L.A. County Libertarian Examiner reporter. I know he's done some good reports in the past. They confirmed that it was audio of her on one of my big enemies who's lied about me, this Mark Davis, that she was on there. And I told you when I came out and said I'm very upset with Deborah Medina, and most of the calls, 95% of the calls we're getting are very supportive and understand because they heard what I actually said. Other people are going to misconstrue what I've said about Deborah Medina. It isn't that she's not a 9/11 truther. That's not why I'm mad at her. I never asked her about it when she's been on the phone and in the studio because I know it wasn't one of her issues at State of Texas. It's that when she went on Glenn Beck, they set her up. I'd had people in her campaign going, oh, help us get on Glenn Beck. I said, he's going to attack you. They didn't listen. They never listen. Everybody's just got everything figured out but me. And he set her up and went after her. And she said, quote, the real underlying question here, though, is whether or not people have the right to question the government. I think the fact that the people are even asking questions on this level gets to the incredible distrust career politicians have fostered. And I said, hey, she's not a 9/11 truther, but she supports an investigation. I think she's great. It's a Texas issue because she hadn't flip-flopped. The issue is the flip-flopping. She goes on Mark Davis's show yesterday. This is the number one talk show in Dallas. He fills in for Rush Limbaugh. It's syndicated in some markets, according to what I've read. He's lied about me in the past, said I said kill Michelle Malkin, even when major newspapers retracted and said somebody behind me yelled it, tried to set me up. They were with Malkin. That was another setup. I get set up at these rallies, folks, and they shoot video a certain way to deceive you. But that came out. And then she went on Dallas, Houston TV, five different TV stations. We played the clip earlier and said, I think the way those towers fall is very suspicious. And I said, wow, she's like a 9/11 truther. Wow, I like her even more. Wow, she's not retracting. Then they had a shakeup in her campaign last week. Some people got replaced. Suddenly things started changing, and I noticed it, and I was going, man, I got a bad feeling here. Then she came out on Mark Davis's radio show to 6 million people potentially in Dallas and surrounding areas, covers half the state. She went on this big show, and he said, these are despicable people. They're horrible. They're evil. They're bad. She said, I totally agree. It's ridiculous. It's horrible. It's the total 180 flip-flop. That's the issue. It's not about 9/11 truth. It's that I was thrown under the bus. You were thrown under the bus. And I'm sick of it. Now, my question to Deborah Medina is, and if she'll come on, that's fine. I'm sure they'll chicken out. I don't care. The truth's all that matters. I don't throw my weight and my listener's weight behind something and then get double-crossed and not come back at it. You understand that? I stuck up for Ron Paul when he didn't go public for 9/11 truth and says he doesn't believe that and said, great, that's always been in his opinion, fine. He exposes other admitted forms of government-sponsored terror. He's real. And I don't know if she got bad advice or what she did, but will she go back and not be for controlling the border or for open carry or for property taxes? I want to know. This is supposedly this maverick, this person who will 100% tell you the truth, and what she said yesterday, she'll say tomorrow. And I did get a few emails, people saying, you know, Alex, Texas freedom is more important than this. And Texas freedom, you know, as if I should go, yeah, okay, throw us under the bus. Yeah, totally change what you said. And then I become complicit in that? I don't do that. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? I'm the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Occasionally, I make a mistake, and I'll admit that. But you notice Mark Davis, we're going to play the clip coming up here in a moment. You notice after she throws herself and us under the bus, she didn't know she was throwing herself under it. He says, well, there's a second point on this. You know, just because you said you weren't cleared or didn't know what you were talking about, that shows you don't have leadership because you didn't know what was going on and didn't know the issues. So see, they're just going to attack her more. Don't you understand that? I mean, when she came out and went further for 9/11 truth, not just saying a new investigation is reasonable, but, oh yes, in fact, I'll play that clip first of her two days after Glenn Beck. There's five different clips of this. She went on Houston, Dallas TV, you name it, and said, I think people have a right for an investigation. I think the towers falling was very suspicious. And then, so she's saying she's despicable because most 9/11 truthers, she's saying we're despicable. Most 9/11 truthers don't know exactly what happened. They just know the official story is a fraud and a lie. So here is the video clip of her 2 days after Glenn Beck on television saying that she thinks it's reasonable to question. Here it is.
I think the questions that I've heard asked are how those buildings fell.
Right.
And I'm not the engineer to know that. And I think those are good, relevant questions to ask. That's not saying our government was involved. I don't know that I think our government was involved. I think they're questions that need to be asked. We need to elect people who are natural born citizens according to our Constitution.
Okay. And there's even more before that. The point is it's interview after interview after interview. And on Glenn Beck, she said the real underlying question here, though, is whether, and this is a statement on our website, or not people have the right to question our government. I think the fact that people are even asking questions on this level gets to the incredible distrust career politicians have fostered. So I'm like, yeah. Then she goes on a big radio show and says we're basically despicable. Let's go ahead and play that clip from Mark Davis.
Good.
It is nice to have you. Let's do two things. Let's take a couple minutes and wrap up the 9/11 thing. And then I want you to get to what you want to talk about for these remaining weeks of the campaign.
9 days, I think.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Indeed so. My assertion is it would have been over by now, would have been over in a day, if after the Beck thing you'd have said, boy, I'm sorry, I messed up. I should have identified this 9/11 truther movement as the despicable paranoid cult that they are. What a horrible, hateful belief to have in your head that 9/11 was an inside job. Why didn't you do that?
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. You know, I laughed it off whenever he said I was a truther because I thought it was so absurd, and I should have just said no.
A despicable, horrible cult. Back it up to her answer. I want people to hear that. This is unedited. Despicable, horrible cult. Oh, I agree, Mark. I agree. They're a despicable, horrible cult. Weeks before, after Glenn Beck, oh, I think the way those buildings fell, I have questions. Now we're a despicable, horrible cult, and I agree. And then I'm bad. Alex Jones is bad for actually being steadfast and seeing a flip-flop like this and getting angry. I want you to call Medina. Their lines have been busy. And I want you to get through. 877-WE-TEXANS. Yeah, we Texans aren't double-talkers and flip-floppers and side-crab-walkers. 877-938-3926. Or contact at MedinaForTexas.com. This isn't about 9/11 truth. This is about flip-flopping. Glenn Beck now says he believes in global warming now that it's collapsing, trying to save it. He says he wants value-added taxes. He says he wants the Patriot. He says he's for the banker bailout. He says that's what we're talking about, is a bunch of double-talking people. I've had it with double talk. Play her again. Play it.
I agree with you, Mark. You know, I laughed it off whenever he said I was a truther because I thought it was so absurd, and I should have just said, no, absolutely, I'm not a truther. I think it's abundantly clear I'm not a truther. You know, those things happen to us, and we pick up, say, should have done that better, mm-hmm. move on, and that's what we've done.
Then there's just one other thing that's left, because not being a truther is great. I'm thinking, of course you're not. Of course you're not. But sometimes the wisdom is defined by knowing whom to praise and whom to, quite frankly, condemn. Someone walking around with the belief that America would do this to its own people, that President Bush and those around him would slaughter our own citizens in order to justify war, is a despicable thing to
agreed.
Believe. And if that's it, you want to be on record as agreeing with that.
Agreed. Yeah. I was thinking in terms of the commission report, mm-hmm. not in terms of what, you know, individuals are out there doing. And the commission report, I think, is the thing that I was getting back to, none of which, as you indicate, has a direct
impact
on what's
her.
Going on.
Now he stabs her.
In Texas right now, with the exception of, we ought to be concerned about terrorism and what's coming across our southern border.
Indeed. All right,
we haven't addressed that issue, and we really need to be focused on that. We've, of course, been out talking about how important border security is.
All right, that's enough. We won't have time to play the rest of it. Radio show is over. The video clips are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you want to see them in their entirety. I mean, this is unbelievable, and I'm not putting up with it. I don't know. She can retract it if she wants or clarify it. Fine.
Thank you for listening.
Great job,
to GCN.
Crew. Retransmission
sure
starts now. Big show today. You don't want to miss it.
Today.
Spread the word about the free iPhone app.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-